with a host of new starters looking to prove that last year's season was just the starting point. Chi-High Football welcomed the Holman Vikings to Duray Field for the season opener.
Well, good evening and welcome to another season of Chi-High Football here on WOGO Sports Parents Night and Senior Night. Starting trips to the right, single receiver to the left. And Mason Von Hayden, the senior signal caller, will take the snap. He'll flip it out, flare screen right side, past the 20-yard line, up to the 25, the 30, and loose across the 35, and still spinning, 40, 45, 50. That is Jackson LeMay, the 5'9 junior. And as Mike Thompson has said many times, Jackson LeMay, good at sports. Now Carter Bovey standing to receive this, and the punter drops the ball. It's still loose. Chi-High diving on it inside the 40-yard line, down to the 36. Trading turnovers, and the Cardinals have the ball in brilliant starting field position.
I'm not sure we have a 50-yard field goal kicker this year, but definitely in this range.
Four wide, split evenly left and right. Third and goal from the 12. Von Hayden from the gun. Takes a waist-high snap. Von Hayden looking over the middle. Got him in. That's LeMay. Von Hayden to LeMay for six, and Chi-High on the board for the first time in 2023.
Then again, I don't think we're going to have to worry about kicking, are we?
Cardinals with a touchdown lead, but again, of course, need to protect the football down here as well. Twin receivers to the left, single receiver right, ball on the far hash for Von Hayden, the senior. He's going to give it to LeMay, and LeMay splits it out to the 10, to the 15, outside the numbers, 20, 25, cutting back inside LeMay all the way up to the 31-yard line, a gain of 26 on first down for Chi-High. Jackson LeMay out of the shadow of his own goalpost, not going hurry up, trips to the right, single receiver to the left, Von Hayden from the gun, roll out to his right, Von Hayden looking. The senior will go right side. Good catch by Boland, and Boland doesn't go out of bounds. He cuts back inside to midfield and down to the 49. The athleticism on the tiptoe at the chalk. Jackson Boland. Hurts going to give to his fullback. Off right guard. Chi-High says they jarred the ball loose. I think they did.
Wow.
Fumble. Chi-High recovers.
Once again, offense can feed off this defense.
First and six now from the 14. Von Hayden, delayed give. That's LeMay. LeMay skips over one tackle, cuts inside another to the 10. He gets out of another tackle, jumps loose to the 5, dives to the pylon. Is he in? Touchdown! Chippewa Falls! How about Jackson LeMay? The chalk flies in the student section, and it's 13-0 Chippewa Falls.
What a heck of an effort. It's just more of that same picking and choosing, finding the hole, and that just bowls over on the end.
I don't know how many tackles he broke. Skipped out of it. He looked like dancing through bear traps or something. Feeling the ball at the 12-yard line. 15, 20, 25, 30. Finding a gap. 35, 40 down the sideline. 50 inside Holman territory to the 45. How about that return by Boland?
Jackson Boland showing the wheels on special teams, and now that's going to give them great position and great momentum.
Luke McIntyre will try a 27-yard field goal in Chi-High, two-score lead. Potter with the hold, good snap, good hold. Low kick straight down the middle, a 27-yard field goal for Luke McIntyre, and it's 17-6 Chi-High. Hurts the give straight up the middle, and there's a big hole, and the ball is loose. Chi-High diving at it at the 38-yard line. Did they come up with another turnover?
I think they got it.
Waiting for the officials. Yes, they did. The Chi-High defense answers the call again. Ertz gets the first down, but the clock is triple zeros, and Chi-High is going to win this season opener for 2023 in thrilling fashion. The coaches may say that it was closer than it had to be, but the kids on the field, all they know is they got the win. 17-14, your final here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls.
1-0, but a stiff test awaits the Cards on the road against the Evergreens of DC Everest. It's time for Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-High Football is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, also by Johnson Roloff, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, by Holly Bobby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, your Oak Claire Hy-Vee, Nicolet Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, and by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, Smart Scan, Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
Well, good evening and welcome to DC Everest High School, home of the Evergreens, inside of this non-conference game between two unbeatens, your 1-0 Chippewa Falls Cardinals against 1-0 DC Everest. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Dave Check, Alan Dunham down on the field here tonight for this second game of the season for Chi High, coming off a 17-14 victory at home. Parents' night and senior night over Holman, third consecutive year that the Cards have defeated the Vikings to start the season. Also a season opening win for DC Everest as they took care of business against Green Bay Preble 40-21. And Dave Check, we talked about this in the Cardinal Countdown pregame show last time. This is a Chi High team that needs to grow up very, very quickly, replacing 20 of 22 starters.
Yeah, this young Chi High team certainly is excited to be out here. They are 1-0 right now and they're ready to play. You know, we talked a little bit before the game. They're going to struggle a little bit. We talked about the struggles that they're going to have. We saw a heck of a lot out of Jackson LeMay last week, and he's injured. He's not going to be here. We've got some other missing players on the offensive line, and it's going to be tough with this young team. We saw some good things last week, but DC Everest is going to put the pressure on them offensively and defensively. And if Chi High can even keep this one close, you're going to have to give credit to the coaches and just the enthusiasm of these players.
Again, DC Everest leaned heavily. We'll get into the stats here, but they leaned heavily on their offensive line. And so offensive line versus defensive line could be a significant matchup here tonight to watch. Also, you mentioned Jackson LeMay not available here tonight to go. Again, seen with his jersey on, but no pads. LeMay just electrifying in that game. He led Chi High on the ground with 116 yards on 20 carries, 47 receiving yards on 4 receptions. Mason Von Hayden, though, maybe we'll see him put the ball in the air a little bit more. He was 11 of 17 for 97 yards, no interceptions, and a score rushed for 30 yards in that game last week against Holman, Dave.
Well, and I think we're going to have to. I look at what was successful with our rushing game last week, and really it came down to the feet of Jackson LeMay. You know, he didn't have those holes. People weren't pushing around, and he wasn't getting, you know, not getting hit until 5 yards down the field. He was jumping. He was dancing. He had three or four guys that he missed by the time he got to 5 yards. We're going to have to find somebody else that can step up and do that, because this is just not a Chi High team that's going to impose its will on the defensive line.
Chi High gave up 256 yards rushing against Holman. Good enough for almost 5 yards per carry. Now, the Cards did run for 5.8 yards per rushing attempt, so very tidy running stats there. But when you look at the Bankston brothers there in the backfield, Caden Bankston and Blake Bankston, which again are just great running back names for DC Everest returnees, both started last year for Coach Strelo, and again, one averaging 7.2 yards per carry, another over 9 yards per carry against Green Bay Preble last week, also with the quarterback last week as well, too. The starting quarterback is Logan George, number 12 in the green and yellow for DC Everest. He had 3 touchdowns versus just 1 pick as they ran up that score against Green Bay Preble up 30-14 at halftime. So, I mean, this is a formidable offensive test for the Chi High defense to face early in the season.
Yes, it is, and it's a good test to be having in the non-conference level. This Chi High team comes in relying on their defense. It's kind of the pride of this team. You know, but last week they weren't tested. Holman threw the ball twice, 2 incomplete passes the entire game. Chi High knew they weren't going to pass. They could have put 11 guys at the line of scrimmage and Holman wasn't going to pass. So they're not going to be able to do that against DC Everest. They're going to have to play balanced, and they're going to have to play against these guys straight up, and that might be difficult to do.
Well, the Cardinal Countdown pregame show continues after this. Interviews with both head coaches, starting with head coach Tim Strelo of DC Everest and then our own head coach Chuck Rakovich, his 50th year at the helm here at Chi High. Back in 2.5 minutes, this is Cardinal Countdown live on WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank. delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson, and all of us at Toyson Ford would like to congratulate the class of 2023 on all of their accomplishments. With your hard work and perseverance, you've overcome so much over the last 4 years to reach the finish line. Now, it's time to start your next journey, and all of us at Toyson Ford wish you luck on whatever that may be. And if your journey involves travel, know that we are here to help you along the way, whether a new vehicle or just keeping yours safe and on the road. Congrats again, and know that you'll always find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show live from D.C. Everest High School, home of the Evergreens, here on WOGO Sports, coverage of Chi-High football against Everest in the second non-conference game of 2023, here with head coach Strelo of D.C. Everest. And, coach, you guys got a nice win over Preble last week. And, yep. And just like Chi-High probably saying, this week's opponent is going to be a little bit more of a challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. And, well, first of all, Preble was a good team. They've run a little bit of a bad luck stretch here and whatever, but they're a good
it's
team and they're going
to
get their
three
first win here coming up pretty soon. But
for the
we're on to our next next opponent, obviously Chippewa. We just got to focus here tonight and see what happens.
Coach, this Chi-High team replacing 20 of 22 starters. They you probably saw the film last week. Didn't have a quarterback under center for about the first time in Chuck Rakevich's 50
started.
Years. What do you see defensively that might be a little difficult to contend with?
Yeah, I was very, very surprised when I saw the new
yours.
Look offense. Never thought in a million years that would happen. But as far as defensively, we just have to do our job. We got to play our gaps and our schemes and do the things that we can control, and we'll see where the chips lie from there.
And finally, coach, on the offensive side of the football, your starting quarterback, 3 touchdowns, just 1 pick. But what really jumps out, the Bankston boys back there, 2 averaging 7 and 9 yards per carry. You really ran the ball effectively.
Yeah, they were very effective, and thank God for our offensive line. And you always got to give them credit because you can't be a running back or a receiver without them. But, they did a good job, and they run hard, and they're explosive, and that's what we want in a running back.
Coach, we are looking forward to a great game. Beautiful night, a little cooler than yesterday. We're going to have some fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Head Coach Strelo back after this with Coach Rakevich. This is the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store, then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Score big and get paid with Better Checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Welcome to game two of the WOGO sports coverage of Chi High football here on the road at DC Everest here with head coach Chuck Rakovich. Coach, kind of a gut check for your team at the end of game one. Had a really nice first half. Maybe again a young team, a lot of new starters, a few unforced errors in that game. I know you were happy with the first half. Second half, your team finished.
Well, that's the good thing. That's a good thing. They finished and won the game. However, they learned a lot of lessons. They learned that you can't rely on possible good things that happened. They got to be a for sure thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, if you think back to that first game, that first half, it very easily could have been 32-0 at halftime. And the kids kind of felt that, so they came out the second half thinking, well, this is going to be a cakewalk, and found out that it wasn't. So they learned that they can't take for granted any missed opportunities. They've got to play football the whole game, not just two quarters.
Coach, you certainly, again, get a welcome to varsity football, and it gets a lot harder when you get to the BRC schedule. So second non-conference game, very tough opponent in DC Everest tonight. What are you looking for from the guys?
Well, number one, we need to get out of this thing healthy tonight. That's the number one thing. We need to be competitive. I told the kids before we came out, I said, this is a great game for us to before we play a conference. Our conference is extremely tough, and if we'd have played, let's say we played a lesser team than DC Everest, and we won, but we didn't play well, that's what this young team would think going into the conference, that, well, you know, we played good enough, that's how we're going to play. But no, a team like DC Everest is going to it's going to make our kids play their best, and that's how we're going to have to play the whole season, because the Big Rivers is tough.
Coach, we're looking forward to it, looking forward to seeing these young men grow.
And they're going to grow tonight, I'll promise you.
Head coach Chuck Rakovich, thank you, coach. We'll be back after this as Cardinal Countdown pregame continues on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory-authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. and Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, live from a sun-splashed field here in Schofield, Wisconsin, D.C., Everest, home of the Evergreens, inside of this non-conference game between Chi High and D.C. Everest. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Dave Check, what do the Cards need to do here tonight?
Well, I think the Cardinals are going to have to do a great job on their defensive line. I think this is going to be a Cardinal game if they can keep it a low-scoring game. A lot of that's going to come down to whether they can hold off those Bengston brothers. And so let's see what the defensive line, those outside linebackers, inside linebackers can do right up front.
Your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend. Craig and the crew there, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We're back with kickoff after this on WOGO Halle Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
When Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls wishes our local student athletes a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. Wynn Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi High and McDonald teams from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team, and when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
It's time for football here on WOGO Sports, home of Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you in Schofield, Wisconsin, D.C. Everest High School. Chi High and the Evergreens tangle here. One team will go away unbeaten. One will have the first blemish on their record in 2023. This is WOGO Halle Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO home base in Halle. Chi High will be receiving this kickoff. D.C. Everest, jet black pants, white numerals, forest green, rather white jerseys and forest green numerals, forest green on the helmets as well. Chi High resplendent in their traveling jet black pants, red jerseys, black numerals, white piping, and matte black helmets with a silver CF insignia. We are underway with a booming kick that is not going to be returned as it drives the returner 3 yards deep into the end zone. And wow.
We got a pretty good wind out there right now, and I think D.C. Everest is going to be able to take advantage of it in the first quarter. It looks like it's going to be against Chi High to start, so we'll see how they do with their passing game. It's again, blowing our paperwork all around.
Yes, we are outside here tonight, kind of a crowded press box, and so we are just outside of the door. So
We'll be enjoying it just like the fans are, just at a slightly higher level here tonight.
Just glad that it's not raining.
Chi High first and 10 from the 20-yard line. Mason Von Hayden, the senior, will not operate under center as last week. Again, he was in the gun the whole time. He'll start off in the gun this time with a give straight up the middle. Flag flies from behind the play as a push forward up to the 29-yard line. Gain of 9 pending the infraction. But
that was Xander Neal with the carry. He's probably going to get the major workload here tonight. And that's a holding, so that's not going to count for Jackson LeMay.
So that'll back the Cards up. And again, Jackson LeMay just did a little bit of everything, over 100 yards rushing, almost 50 yards receiving last week, but not available to go here tonight. Chi High will be backed up all the way to the 10-yard line, so first and 20.
That's a disappointment. That was a good run. I don't know how much of that hold helped him get to that 9-yard run, but
four wide, split evenly, twins left and right. Mason Von Hayden, the senior, will flip it out left side. Got a man at the 8-yard line, sheds one tackle at the 10, pushes his way up to the 15-yard line. That looks to be Jackson Boland.
A quick throw to Jackson Boland. Actually, Sam Hebert, number 15, is who it was.
Hebert, the 6'1", 154-pound junior.
Looks like maybe a 5-yard gain on that one.
So second and 15. Chi High now with the ball on the near hash. Trips to the right, single receiver slot to the left. Von Hayden from the gun, single back to his right. Von Hayden rolling out right. He's under some pressure all the way back to his goal line, and he's going to throw it in the turf at the 10-yard line. Brings up third and long for Chi High. Down on the field with Alan Dunham, and yeah, some shuffling coming in this week offensively for the Cards, Alan.
Yeah, two different starters on offense. When you already have a young offense working in two new guys who probably aren't used to getting starters reps, it's quite an adjustment for the offense. But the big one is at center, having a different starter from last week, and so we'll be watching that snap, especially on these shotguns. That's a critical play of the game. So.
And that shotgun that we just saw, that snap was a little bit high there. I don't think it was anything that affected the play, but that's going to be something we need to watch.
And Mason Von Hayden, of course, was already working with a new center to start the year. Von Hayden and Bovey, the only two returning starters for Chi High this year.
And now we got a flag coming out. I'm not sure what this is.
I wonder if Chi High had too many men in the huddle or
illegal substitution, something of that area.
Are they going to call this intentional grounding?
Yes, the ball did not cross the line of scrimmage.
Oh, that's going to be terrible because he threw that ball back at the 1-yard line.
So the officials make the correct call. Unfortunately, anything but in Chi High's favor here. 11:08 to go here, first quarter.
And that is going to go all the way back to the 1-yard line.
And now it's just kind of damage control for the Chi High offense here. Third and halfway back to Chippewa for a first down.
Actually, you know what? They picked it up because we're staying at the 10.
Oh.
Or it was a 5. We were at the 15.
At 15, they must have said.
So 5-yard.
So four wide, third and 20 from the 10-yard line. Empty backfield, setting up a screen and hit right at the 10, pushing forward to the 12, moving to 13. For a minimal gain, and Chi High will punt. Three and out.
To number 4, Devin Bush. That's his first catch of the year.
5'11", 165-pound senior Devin Bush. And again, we told you last week we'll be calling a lot of new names and numbers, even a little bit more so this week with the shuffling for Chi High as they run a player off right before this punt attempt. Low snap, high kick, short, carrying over to the 40-yard line. Takes a little bit of an Everest hop back to the 41 where it's down there by Carter Bovey. Again, one of those two returning starters is Bovey, the senior. And so the DC Everest offense, led by quarterback Logan George, number 12, a senior. He had 3 touchdowns, just 1 pick last week as they trampled all over Green Bay Preble 40-21.
To 41-yard line, nice starting position for DC Everest. Let's see what they decide to do here.
41 of Chi High. So Logan George, the two Bankstons behind him and twin receivers to the right. For the 41 of Chi High, give to Bankston off the left side, and there's a big gap inside the 35 down to the 31, close to a first down. It was actually Cohen Preby, the junior 6-footer, 178 pounds, who had that opening carry.
Give him 9 yards on the carry.
Second and one from the Chi High 32-yard line. Everest will come right back to the line. Single receivers left and right. George will operate under center, the junior. Two in the backfield. Give to the other Bankston this time. Caden Bankston, the 5'11", 184-pound senior. He gets the first down, but a flag flies from behind the play, and this one may be coming back.
And that is a hold, is what the signal was, so this is going to come back. Big play for the Cardinals, because that was a second and one. That's going to knock this back potentially to about a second and eight.
And if you remember the game last year, Chi High won 35-21 at home in Chippewa, but that was a 21-21 game before there's a hold against DC Everest, before 14 late points for Chi High, and really two major picks in that game, one by Jackson Google, I believe, in the end zone, another by Ezra Lindstrom, kind of turned the tide as neither team's defense could really stop the opposing offense in that game, but Chi High, the turnovers made the difference.
I think what we're going to need here is a play by a Jackson Google-type player to run one back to the house. Defense is going to need to score tonight.
Second and six from the 37 of Chi High. George open pocket, wings it inside the 30-yard line for a first down. He's got Preedy over there. Like a little curl route. Backed off.
10-yard gain for a first down.
Down to Allen. You mentioned Coach Mo talked about the confidence he has in some of the young players, or at least inexperienced players in the secondary, and they're going to be tested here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see how they perform against this pass, because last week I think they saw, two passes? So they didn't get a real good test, but they'll certainly be tested tonight.
They saw two, and neither of them, I don't believe, were even close.
Just under 3 minutes gone by here, opening quarter. Chi High went three and out on their first possession. DC Everest has a first and 10 at the Cardinal 28, no score. Twin receivers right. Two men behind Logan George, the junior quarterback. Chi High showing pressure. Give to Bankston off the right side. He's going to duck one tackle, then push forward down to the 20-yard line, about a yard shy of the first down marker. Again, Caden Bankston, the senior, getting some early work.
Kind of seems like what Chi High is watching tonight is a couple of Jackson LeMays in the backfield that they get to defend. Them an 8-yard gain on that one.
Again, when you looked at these rushing stats from last week for DC Everest, one Bankston averaged 9.8 yards per carry, the other 7.2.
Not too far away from that tonight. One Bankston's at 9 and the other's at 8.
Second and a short 2 for DC Everest. Give to Blake Bankston, the junior. He'll have the first down. He's turned back at the 15-yard line, but a gain of 5. And DC Everest continues their inexorable march down into the red zone firmly here.
Give them maybe the 14-yard line at 6. That might be considered a good stop, holding them to 6 yards.
Cardinals at this point of the field hoping to force a field goal attempt rather than give up a touchdown. Judging by that opening kickoff, there isn't going to be any length.
It is first and 10 from the 15, though. It doesn't look good for us here with the chunks that they're breaking off and the chance to get another first down inside the 5.
George under center. He's going to give it right up the middle. Bankston will be turned back. A good stout stand by the Chi High defensive front. Some of the crowd, you may have heard it, thought there might have been a little bit of a block after the play by the right tackle for DC Everest, but officials say play on. Gain of just 3 down to the 11.
That's a good stout stop by a number of Chi High players. Probably had about 4 or 5 in on the tackle, which is what they're going to need tonight.
Under 7 to go here, opening quarter from DC Everest. Second and 7 from the Chi High 11-yard line for Logan George and co. for DC Everest. Single receivers left and right. Give to Blake Bankston. Bankston hit right at the line of scrimmage. He's going to fight down inside the 10 to the 9-yard line, but that'll force a third and mid-range here for DC Everest. Good stop again by the Chi High defensive front. And Alan, I mean, you mentioned last week they were rotating a lot of players into that defensive line and just kind of trying to find the unit that fits together best.
Yeah, talking to Coach Peska before the game, he's definitely going to rotate 4 or 5 guys, maybe in those 3 interior spots. And you see the DC Everest line is very big, including their center. So they're really going to try to wear these guys out on the offensive line.
Call it 3rd and 6 from the 9-yard line of Chi High, almost halfway through quarter number one. Cardinals defense has an opportunity for a stop here. George will back it up into the shotgun with Caden Bankston to his right. He's going to throw it over the middle. Got him in inside the 5-yard line, pushing to the end zone. Touchdown, D.C. Everett from 9 yards out.
Well, and I think that's what I was looking to see there. Chad Berger's defense doing a really good job starting to stiffen up against the run, and that's what D.C. Everett will do to you that Holman couldn't.
6-0 D.C. Everett with 5:55 on the scoreboard. 9-yard touchdown pass. Trying to see who is on the other end of that for Everest.
Alan, did you see the receiver on that one?
I thought it was number 88, the tight end.
PAT is good, and that would be Cole O'Brien, the 6'3", 396-pound. We'll step out for 60 seconds. Chi High trails 7-0 here on the road at D.C. Everest.
20 below. Foot of snow. What? What? Oh, man. A dream?
If you're daydreaming about blizzards because your air conditioning just can't keep up, call Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The pros from Wirzgala can turn that blazing hot home cool and comfortable. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Chi High football on WOGO Sports. Halfway through the first quarter, Chi High trailing 7-0. Kickoff picked up at the 10-yard line, cutting laterally across the numbers up to the 20, maybe the 21. I think that was Boland on the return, and Chi High will try to go forward instead of backward on their second possession as they were victim of some early penalties. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you. WOGO Sports, Chi High inside the 10-yard line, forced it third and long, but a 9-yard touchdown pass from Logan George, his fourth of the season, makes it 7-0. Mason Von Hayden trying to return the favor. He'll start with a run right up the middle and banging past the 25-yard line up to about the 28. Good carry on first down. I believe that was Xander Neal, wasn't it, Alan?
Yes, absolutely.
Xander Neal, again, we expect to get a lot of carries here tonight. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. That's White City Glass. Gain of 6 on first down for Neal. Second and 4 from the 23. Delayed give. Neal able to shake free from one tackle and fall backward up to the 29.
And that was number 6. I'm not sure.
Or excuse me. That was not Xander Neal. Carter Bovey? Here you go, offense. We need
these yards. To the 29, give him a gain of 1. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 3.
I just want to get clarification on that. Alan, is Carter Bovey playing on offense a little bit too?
That's right.
Eyes did not deceive us. Chi High 3rd and 1. Boland in motion left to right. There's a little touch pass right to Boland, and Boland trying to skirt around the edge. Will he get the first down? It's going to be tight. They're at the 30-yard line. Not sure. I'm not sure that he made it. Chi High going to punt.
Not a whole lot that Boland could do on that one. He was bubbled back by the end right away and trying to make up ground against three other players.
Cardinals going to punt quickly, and now flags fly, and we'll see if Chi High moved early. They did. That'll back them up 5 more yards. And that was a little jet sweep action and kind of a touch pass again, as rather than bringing the ball in and then flipping it to Boland, Mason Von Hayden just kind of tapped it to him.
Well, I think he had to. Again, the timing of having a new center in there.
That did not look like a very smooth, like you said, it was like almost like a basketball tap.
Good snap, but a low punt that takes a bad hop for Chi High inside the 40-yard line, back to the 39. Punt of just 17 yards, and golden field position once again for DC Everest, leading 7-0, now with 3:59 to go here in the first quarter.
Last time I think they started on the 41, this time the 39. Now we're going to put it right on the 40.
Well, make the smart choice. Flat rate MRIs from Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire are typically $650. That's 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals. Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire accepts most insurances as well. Find out more about Smart Scan Medical Imaging at MYSSMI.com.
Refs are talking. While they're talking, I'll tell you a quick story. Saw a guy today who graduated 1981. Told me that I talked to him a little bit about football, said we'd be on the radio, Coach Rakovich. I told him Coach Rakovich coached me. He said, Coach Rakovich, he's the best coach Chi High has ever had. I said, he's still coaching. And the guy was kind of surprised, gassed that he's still coaching. I sent Rako that text. I think he appreciated it.
50 years of coaching for Chuck Rakovich, 38 here at Chi High. Is the official still confabbing about something? And now we will start. First and 10 for the Evergreens from the 40 of Chi High. Both of their opening possessions have started on the Chi High side of the 50. See what the Cardinal defense can do here. George, single receivers left and right. The Bankston boys in the backfield behind him. Give to Bankston off the right side. Flags fly again in the area of a hold.
Holding on the center, number 54.
Caden Bankston works his way down to the 34. And as Alan mentioned, and again, certainly a size differential here between offense and defense on the line, but if you're quick enough and you can get some of those big boys to grab as you're going by, we might see a lot of flags fly here.
I think you're exactly right there. Chi High's got to use their quickness. DC Everest is going to have to be disciplined to try to keep those quick players out. And those are some very large offensive linemen for DC Everest.
So the ball will be right at midfield. And again, Coach Strelo, when I mentioned what the Bankstons did last week in our pregame interview here in the Cardinal Countdown show, he made a point of saying how thankful he was for his offensive line. Definitely views it as a strength of this Everest team.
Well, it really helps that they can be backed up to first and 20 and it still be a running down.
Twin receivers to the right. Ball right in the middle of the field at the 50. Back to pass is George, rolling right. He's going deep down the right sideline, over the top of his intended receiver. Closest player to the ball for Chi High there was Jack Zwiefelhofer, who made a valiant diving attempt for it. He was the closest player to the ball.
Good coverage on that play. And just to go back to the offensive line disparity or of the linemen, the center is listed at 6'4 and 337, and I think I'm going to take the under on that weight.
Largest player on the Chi High roster is listed at 310, Sam Kelm, but he's just a sophomore, so again.
And that doesn't include coaches, right?
Second and 20 for DC Everest from midfield. Single receivers left and right. From the gun, George. George delayed give to Caden Bankston, and Bankston banged to the turf at the 49-yard line. Gain of just one. That brings up third and 19.
Good. Great job by the Chi High defense. Number 54, Martin, blitzed on the play and made a nice tackle.
Cardinals making a good comeback here. DC Everest down to an average of 5 yards a carry right now.
2:57 and counting on the clock here. First quarter, 7-0 DC Everest over Chi High. Second possession of the game for the Evergreens. They're facing a third and 19 from the Cardinal 49. Trips to the left, single receiver to the right. George back to pass. Chi High coming with a blitz. They'll set up a screen. Oh, and it's dropped. And there was some running room there for Caden Bankston. And maybe he was getting a little greedy seeing how much green was in front of him.
You may only have seen about three DC Everest players in front for the screen and three Chi High defenders, but the three players were probably about 850 pounds coming against our defensive backs. That could have went a long ways.
But Chi High defense forces a three and out after that possession for the Evergreens started at the 40 of Chi High. So now the punt on 4th and 19 from the Chi High 49. Pressure light. Someone may have gotten close to a piece on that all, but it takes a beautiful hop. And will it get to the end zone? It will, mercifully for Chi High. Carter Bovey stayed away from that smartly, but it started to pick up and hop inside the 5-yard line and just trickled into the end zone for the touchback.
Yeah, lucky for Chi High, it picked up that speed. It really looked like that ball was going to be sitting at about the 1-yard line. Not exactly what Chi High needs right now, but we're at the 20.
That was a knuckleball punt. And again, good pressure, Alan. Maybe you saw it coming in from the right end, and it was close to being at least partially blocked there. I think the punter had to hurry.
Just so thankful to get a stop there and not go down more than 7-0 at this point.
Mason Von Hayden, the senior for Chi High, the back to his left, sending Smith in motion right to left. Give right up the middle, and that is absolutely stopped and stuffed by the front line of DC Everest.
Xander Neal goes for a loss of almost 2, perhaps. That ball looks like it's sitting on the 19, maybe a loss of 1.
Cardinals will have 2nd and 11 from the 19-yard line. Chi-High still looking to cross the 50 for the first time tonight. This is their third possession, trailing 7-0. From the gun, Mason Von Hayden rolling out to the left,
wide
heavy
open.
Pressure, and he's got a man wide open, but just not enough time to make the turn, set his feet, make the throw. He was looking for Preston Auger.
And deep was Sam Hebert, number 15, was wide all by himself at the 15. He got behind the defensive back and got lost.
Again, there was just so little time for Von Hayden to throw. But again, all of these plays, hopefully, testing, probing this DC Everest defense, seeing what gaps, what creases, cracks in the armor there could be. 3rd and 11, Chi High, from their own 19-yard line, trailing 7-0. Clock stopped at a minute 46 remaining in this opening quarter. A gorgeous night in Schofield, Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us here on WOGO Sports.
DC Everest is just manning Chi High up.
Von Hayden back to pass, fakes the bubble screen. Now he's going to flip out opposite side. Tough catch across the 20-yard line, breaking a tackle. The 25, close to the 30. It's going to depend on the spot. That is really close to a Chi High first down.
I think he's
really
going to have it because he's on the line, and the 20-yard line is where they started. I think he's got it.
Was that Neal out of the backfield again?
No, that was Bush. And I tell you what, he made a great catch. That was not a good throw, and he caught it on his fingertips and made a great adjustment and just enough for the first down. That's their first down of the game, I believe.
Coming with just over 90 seconds to go in the first quarter, you just need one to get some momentum.
Big 11-yard gain there, so ball sitting right at the 30 where they need it.
Trips to the left, single receiver right, bubble screen throw right side, and a high pass caught behind the line of scrimmage.
Xander Neal with his first catch of the night, but going to give him a minus 3, perhaps. Well, minus 2.
Mark it back to the 28, so 2nd and 12. Clock still running below a minute here in the first quarter. Chi-High again still trying to get things figured out here offensively. Second game of the season just in general. Certainly a lot of talent on the field. Missing Jackson LeMay tonight, but a lot of playmakers out there. But this DC Everest defense is something else. Give off the right side. Everest says no. Stopped right at the line of scrimmage, Xander Neal. Third and long coming up, and we'll see if Chi High will run another play here or take this down to the end of the quarter.
No gain on that play at all. Ball still sitting at the 28 line. Xander Neal with another attempt.
One score lead for DC Everest, 7-0. They've had 2 possessions in this game. Both have started right around the 40-yard line of Chi High.
Cardinals are going to let the first quarter tick out here, so a good time to go to a commercial.
Indeed, we will step out for 60 seconds. Be back with quarter number 2, a big third down for the Chi High offense when we come back on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson, and all of us at Toyson Ford would like to congratulate the class of 2023 on all of their accomplishments. With your hard work and perseverance, you've overcome so much over the last 4 years to reach the finish line. Now, it's time to start your next journey, and all of us at Toyson Ford wish you luck on whatever that may be. And if your journey involves travel, know that we are here to help you along the way, whether a new vehicle or just keeping yours safe and on the road. Congrats again, and know that you'll always find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you on 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Dawson Halverson back in the WOGO studios in Halley. A third and 12 for Chi High, trying to stack first downs here, but they've got a large task in front of them on this third and long against a very stout DC Everest defense.
So the good news for us about this second quarter is this is the first time the ball has been on this side of the field, as we are sitting here to the left of the box and outside and cannot see anything about the 20-yard line and beyond. Now at least we have a good view of what's going on. We'll get every play right.
Good time for a 72-yard touchdown as well. We can see it all. Chi High third and 12 from their own 28-yard line. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. Von Hayden back to pass, looking to his left in the flat, and he is swarmed and taken down. No time to make a decision. A sack for the Everest defense.
You know, I did
one first down, but now they'll be punting.
I did not see anyone in the area of a screen, but those guys came through so fast that it looked like a screen. Ball at the 18-yard line.
Cards will be punting. Another very short punt. See if it takes a Chi High hop. Will take a lateral bounce across the 40-yard line. Worst starting field position of the night for DC Everest. Unfortunately, that is at the 42-yard line of Chi High.
So Mason Von Hayden is the lucky recipient of a minus 9-yard gain on that play.
And down to Alan Dunham. Certainly, defense usually is leaned on early in the season. For most teams, and Chi High is really going to have to lean on their defense here.
Yeah, absolutely. They're not doing much on offense for ball control, and then the punting game has not been real strong, so DC Everest had good field position in each of their possessions.
First and 10, DC Everest from the 42 of Chi High. Single receivers left and right. Two men in the backfield. Gives to Bankston to the 40-yard line. Gain of just two. Interior of the Chi High defense stiffening up here.
In the chess match of this game, DC Everest has been pounding the middle, and now you see that Chi High is responding by sending more and more linebacker blitzes to stuff that A-gap. It'll be interesting to see what DC Everest does to counter the inside blitz by Chi High defense.
Well, the last time it was a 9-yard touchdown pass, and again, that's, you know, you look for them to soften them up a little bit in the back here if Chi High starts stacking the run like they did for Holman.
Just over a minute gone by. Second quarter, 7-0 DC Everest. Flip right side, that's Caden Bankston. Bankston hit at the line of scrimmage. He will pile forward now, getting pushed from an offensive lineman down to the 36-yard line. Gain of four. Again, Chi High had that one sniffed out pretty well, but able to drag a couple tacklers along Caden Bankston, get a little help from one of his big fellas up front.
Brett Krista came up from the linebacker position and absolutely made a great hit. He didn't bring his arms to make the tackle, so he just bounced off, but he made the initial play, and then the rest of the defense rallied around for the tackle.
Hard to believe, at least at this point, the DC Everest running game is now down to a 4-yard average.
This is a third and four for Everest from the 36.
Probably four down territory. Offense for Chi High hasn't given them anything to fear yet.
George from the gun, back to pass, clear pocket. He's going to go deep down the middle of the field. Intercepted at the 10-yard line to the 15, the 20, and dropped down there. That's
number nine. That's Jack Zwiefelhofer, a senior.
Zwiefelhofer with a big-time pick, and Chi High turns back the Evergreens.
That was an absolute gift. The wide receiver was running a fade route, and the ball, instead of being thrown to the outside, was thrown to the inside. There was no DC Evers receiver in sight. A real gift for the Chi High defense.
Zwiefelhofer says thank you very much and records his first interception of the season. Second pick of the year for Logan George.
Chihai, I think, just about equals their best starting field position with that pick.
First and 10 from their own 21. I think that is their best field position here. Mason Von Hayden, option pitch, left side, 25, 30, 35, 40, across the 40, and up near the 44-yard line.
Great play call.
Xander Neal busts one loose.
And Neal starting to get the feel of this game a little bit more. Chihai, that's their second first down of this game. And speaking of first downs, Service Master of Chippewa Valley should be your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. First and 10, Chihai for the 44-yard line. Give off the right side, fighting back to the line of scrimmage, but no further.
I just want to go back to that last play. Chihai faked the jet sweep to the right, and the quarterback came back to the left for an option play and pitch it to the running back, Xander Neal, for a really nice gain. This time coming back to the run game, but every play you see two, three white jerseys in the backfield.
How many times have we ever said option play in reference to the Chihai offense?
Well, and plus a trick play to go with it. Give credit there to Nolan Hutzler. I think he's calling the plays there and done a very good job this year mixing it up with what he has.
No gain, maybe a loss of half a yard. Back to pass, Von Hayden rolling out to his right, flush to his right. He's going to throw incomplete. Gets it past the line of scrimmage, so should be no intentional grounding if the officials rule there was a receiver in the area. But again, just under duress right away, and I believe Von Hayden wanted to bootleg to his left that time and had to immediately twist it back to the right.
Number eight, Jaden Zesch for the DC Everest defense. He is in the backfield. It's like he's best friends with Von Hayden.
Kind of a love-hate relationship if you look at it that way.
Third and 10.
They do spend a lot of time together, I'll give you that.
Chihai flares it out left side. Cutting straight up the 45, 50, 45, 40, in the clear. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown!
No flags. No flags on the play. That's number 15, Sam Hebert, the junior, with the touchdown.
How about Hebert, the sprinter?
That's a 57-yard touchdown.
Alan, you were calling for kind of the fly to Hebert last week, but I guess a screen works as well.
Well, with this kind of defensive effort, you can't even do a drop back. It's got to be these quick hitters to the perimeter. Great job getting Hebert out in space, and he did the rest.
Chihai for the PAT. And the boot straight through, and we are knotted at 7 apiece. Cardinals tie this one up in DC Everest. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Well, the complexion of this game changing a little bit as a 57-yard screen pass, Mason Von Hayden to Sam Hebert. The sprinter does the rest. The junior makes it 7-7. Luke McIntyre will credit him, the senior kicker, with the PAT. Again, tied at 7. Looks a lot different than down 14-0 as that Chihai defense with the interception. And the Cardinals offense takes advantage.
And credit to the offense, mixing it up, doing some different things there. But a couple of great athletic plays there by, I think that was the first play made
was Xander Neal with a 23-yard play, and then Sam Hebert with a 57-yard play, just ripping off huge chunks of yardage.
So we had a little bit of a delay because I think the right football wasn't out there for Ethan Faschingbauer, and so on the other side for D.C. Everest, Dylan Nieuwendyk is back to receive, had to run back, grab that ball in his end zone, and threw the ball about 50, 55 yards. And now Faschingbauer has it on the tee at the 40-yard line in a 7-all game. Feel the energy picking up a little bit for Chai High here. Faschingbauer with the right hand in the air. The run-up drives the leg into this one. It's high, pops up end over end, takes a nice bounce to the 20-yard line, picked up at the 19. Cutting across the field is Nieuwendyk, and he's cut down shy. The 24-yard line flags come from the opposite side of the field, typically in the area of a hold or block in the back, we will see.
Put that flag up at the 30.
Wait for the official's indication here.
Block in the back is, I think, what that signal is.
So that'll back up D.C. Everest. I mean, this was already going to be their worst starting field position after they started almost every drive at the 40 or just past it on the Chai High side of the 50. But now Everest is going to start first and 10 from inside their own 20-yard line.
Of course, right back in the area where we can't see.
Alan, speaking of the energy on that sideline, again, when you get a play like Hebert and Von Hayden just connected on, it's certainly got to put a little pep in that Chai High sideline. Again, a young team and punched in the mouth a little bit early here against this big physical D.C. Everest squad, but now getting a little energy, a little emotion back.
Absolutely. If you're D.C. Everest coaching staff, you got to be pulling your hair out because except for about three or four plays, you've absolutely been dominating the game. Everything's going the way you'd want it to go, and yet the score is 7-7. So this is a great effort by Chai High to hang in this game, and now we'll see if things even out.
Now the Evergreens are still going to start just inside the 20-yard line because I guess they're saying the block in the back was at the 30.
Yeah, that's where the ref threw the flag.
George going to give to Bankston. Bankston hit right at the line of scrimmage. Caden Bankston, he's taken down for a gain of one at most. Nice job sealing the edge there by the Chai High defensive front.
Yeah, Braden Hagman and Martin did a great job on the edge, as you said, to make that tackle right at the line of scrimmage.
Now, last week, did you say that Sam Hebert was a all-conference sprinter, or what was he?
400. He's 400. The BRC champion, the 400 meters.
He almost went 400 there. That was one heck of a run.
Second and 9 for D.C. Everest. Twin receivers right, single receiver left from their own 20-yard line. George rolling out to his right. He's looking right down the middle of the field and incomplete. Skipped over the top of his intended receiver at the 30-yard line right at the first down marker, and that's going to bring up a third and long for the Evergreens.
Not really sure who that was to. Went over the receiver that was about 5 yards deep and under the receiver that was 15.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities in the passing game, but sometimes it doesn't work out where the quarterback makes a connection to the receiver, and I think maybe we're seeing why this team does not pass more.
Well, one of the reasons they didn't pass more last week is because they have guys averaging 9 yards a carry. And Chai High stiffening up. They're gonna test them here a little bit to see what they can do in the air.
No receivers to the left, trips to the right for George, the junior signal caller, 39 from his own 20. George delayed, give to Caden Bankston, breaks one tackle across the 25, the 30 in for a first down with a yard to spare. Got everyone moving right. Bankston cut back across, and a good pounding run for Caden Bankston, the senior.
10-yard gain there. That was a good play for them. A counter play caught Chai High a little bit off guard.
7:19 to go in this first half from D.C. Everest. 7-7, Chai High and the Evergreens locked in a non-conference tussle here. Single receivers left and right. George the junior with Caden and Blank Bankston behind him, an early movement and a whistle. 5-yard infraction against the Evergreens. Not sure if there was the receiver on the near side. Might have been Xavier Edwards caught with that.
I'll back him up to the 26-yard line.
Clock continues to move. Under 7 minutes to go, first half. you're Chi High, if you can, on the road, force your way into a tie ball game when you go into the locker room, I think you're pretty happy.
Well, and that's what they need to do to be able to come out with momentum and believe they can win this in the second half.
George gives to Bankston. Bankston has a hole, closes quickly. He'll fall over a couple Chi High defenders up to the 30 for a gain of 4 on first and 15. Second and long coming up.
Number 40, Robert Wagner, linebacker, did not play last week, is back on the Chi High defense this week, came out to make the play.
Clock at 6:16 and counting. Second and 15, we'll call it, from the 31 on their side of the 50 for DC Everest.
Either way, the Cardinals and their defensive line and just the defense as a whole, pretty solid so far tonight, and they can come into the half looking at that. Hopefully it continues.
Chi High showing pressure right up the middle. Give to Bankston. Bankston pursued, and he's hit and dropped right at the line of scrimmage as he tried to angle off right guard.
Jackson Martin again blitzing from the linebacker spot and was able to track down the running back. Beautiful play.
And again, when you're blitzing like that, you don't want to get caught up in the wash. And so Martin doing a great job, able to make his way through that and hop on the back of Bankston and bring him down, which is no easy task. They might give him a yard, but third and 8 here.
Third and long for DC Everest. Definitely a passing down for them.
Trips to the right, single receiver to the left, ball spotted right in the middle of the field at their own 32 for DC Everest. George from the gun, third and 8. George rolling out to his right, looking over the middle, a dart, and it is caught at the 43-yard line, up to the 44 for a first down on a knee. A gain of 12 on third and long.
And I'll give a credit to the DC Everest quarterback that time. He put the ball in a spot where only his receiver could catch it. It was actually really well defended, and a nice play by the quarterback at number 11 making a connection.
So when I make it first and 10, DC Everest from the 44 on their side of the 50. Still plenty of time and pockets full of timeouts for both head coaches here. Good contingent on hand here in Schofield from the Everest faithful. Nice crowd came out. Across the way from Chi High as well. 4:36 to go, first half, 7-7 ball game. Everest with single wide receivers left and right. Delayed give, Bankston up the middle. He'll break a couple tackles across midfield. Gain of 8 ripped off down to the Chi High 47-yard line. On the 48, rather. Will be under 4 minutes to play in the half when the ball snapped here. Everest in no hurry.
They would love to run this clock out.
And receivers split left and right. Both Bankston's in the backfield. Flanking George in the gun. Throws right side. Overshoots his intended receiver right in front of the Chi High sideline. He's looking for Pearson McDonald over there and look to be a fairly easy out route, but just a little too far out on the toss.
Passing game so far, DC Everest has thrown the ball 8 times for a total of 30 yards and a touchdown. Ran the ball 13 times for a total of 61 yards.
One turnover in this game, and that was the interception from George. Chi High turned that into 7 points. Third and 2 from the 48 of the Cards. George will operate under center here. George turns and gives to Caden Bankston. Blake Bankston, hit right at the line. He'll plunge forward for a gain of 3 and a first down. Got the first with a yard to spare, and the clock keeps ticking at 3:40.
Number 66, Nolan Pasula, did a great job pursuing that from the defensive tackle position to make the play.
Chi High locked in a 7-7 game right now, probably has a total of 4 first downs by the looks of it this entire first half. Might be all they get is 4 first downs, but 2 big plays making up for a lot of small ones.
The interception, of course, by Zwiefelhofer, and then Hebert, the 57-yard catch and run from Mason Von Hayden. First and 10 from the Chi High 45. 3:08 to go, first half. Give to Caden Bankston. Bankston's hit right at the line of scrimmage and just dropped right there. They may give him a yard on the fall forward, but a nice play knifing in from Chi High's defense.
That's number 40 that knifed in on that play. That's Robert Wagner, the senior 5'11 linebacker.
Just shy of a yard gain, seconds and a long nine for DC Everest. They're still huddling after every play with three timeouts and just over 2.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Single receivers, McDonald and Preby left and right. George backs up into the gun. The Bankston's flanking him there. George over the middle. Dangerous pass, but he's got his tight end for a first down across the 35. That's Cole O'Brien, who caught the touchdown pass earlier. A little pop pass right over the middle, and O'Brien, a big fella, pounds his way for a first down.
Interesting way of blocking that one. They really blocked it like they were running a counter, and then the quarterback lifted up. You could tell the linemen were making linebackers all read run on that play.
2:02 to go, first half, first and 10. DC Everest, this is their longest drive of the game. While the Chi High 31, twin receivers right, both Bankston's in the backfield with George. George back to pass, facing some pressure, going to throw it right side, sliding catch at the 24-yard line. I believe that was Xavier Edwards on the other side of that.
Clock keeps running. They got three timeouts, nothing to panic about yet.
Chi High defense has answered the call a few times here tonight with the turnover, but a nice third down stop earlier. Test of wills here in the final minute and change of the first half. Score tied at 7.
Ball sitting at the 24. They are nice and patient here as we tick down to almost a minute left.
Ivy halftime show coming up. Stats, highlights, analysis, and more brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store, Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Exactly 60 seconds left. George takes the snap. He's going to roll out to his left. Heavy pressure. George thinking about keeping himself. He will. He'll dart forward to the 21-yard line. Taken down inbounds, and a timeout will stop the clock here. Actually, it'll be a first down to stop the clock, but we'll see if Everest will take
it. Good pursuit by number 12, Brett Krista, from the linebacker position.
I think if they were smart, they'd save these timeouts here. They're really not worried about the time, but they probably should hurry up a little bit just to make sure they have time to run and pass.
Clock winds. We're at 48, 47 seconds. Everest, kind of a quick huddle, trips out to the right. Caden Bankston to the right. He'll take a delayed give right up the middle. Tripped up, stumbles forward down to the 17-yard line. And now a timeout taken by Coach Tim Strelo. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Well, a lot going on here during the timeout. 32 seconds to play. It's now going to be first and goal from the 8-yard line for DC Everest. Colton Petzko is down on the field, able to get back up and walk off as the Chi High junior, but an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty called on Chi High.
Coach Rakovich all the way out at the hash, getting talked to by two refs, getting the explanation.
And they're going to have to, Coach Rako's still on the field, they're going to have to hold off before starting this play here. Chi High rushing players off and on. I am not sure what the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty was.
All of the DC Everest coaches are well out onto the field, too, so it's not going to be a delay or anything like that. Coach Rakovich entitled to an explanation.
at a pretty critical juncture of this ball game, tied at 7, DC Everest.
You know, look at the clock. Somebody's doing something wrong here because the clock's ticking down. It's down to 12. They're going to have to put it back because this was a dead ball with Chi High having a penalty. Clock is running down right now to 5 seconds. I don't think anyone's even noticing. And it's back up to 32.
So 32 seconds remaining, and now a first and goal for DC Everest from the 8-yard line. Remember, they will receive the second half kickoff. So if they're able to punch one in here and go up 14-7 and get the ball to start the second half, could be a major, major swing in momentum in this game. But still unsure of the penalty, but we play on. Four wide. Split left and right for George. First and goal from the Chi High 8. George back to pass, goes over the middle, tipped in the air and knocked out of bounds.
That was either 52 or 76. I didn't see who quite got their hands on that. Lincoln Herman, big defensive lineman in there.
6'3", 255, the junior. Herman doing a nice job there.
He's going in there, batted that one down. Big play for the Cardinals. They could somehow get a stop here. And they've been doing pretty good against the pass at times here. So,
second and goal from the 8. Remember when they were in this position before, O'Brien, the big tight end, is the recipient of that touchdown pass. Only score so far for DC Everest. And O'Brien is split out to the right. They're going to flip it instead to Caden Bankston. Bankston trying to cut the edge. He'll break one tackle and then hit by a wave of red inside the 5-yard line. And with 20.7 seconds left, that should lead to another timeout by Coach Tim Strelo. It will. We're back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chi department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
20.7 seconds left on the clock in the first half. It is third and goal, DC Everest from the 3 of Chi High. Game tied at 7. Everest just took their second timeout. They'll go trips to the left. George with Caden Bankston to his right. Ball on the far hash. Huge play in this game as the half comes to an end. George, the junior, takes the snap, going to keep it himself off right end. He's hit. He still drives forward. He's close and just stretched it across the goal line for a touchdown. Chi High with the initial stop, but George, the power to get it across, and it's 13-7 DC Everest. Allen, just a nice play there by the quarterback. Chi High defense in the right spot, but couldn't come away with the stop.
First rushing touchdown of the night for DC Everest after 18 rushes.
Kick is good. It's 14-7 DC Everest with under 16 seconds to play. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Football.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing. Year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
LeMay skips over one tackle, cuts inside another to the 10. He gets out of another tackle, jumps loose to the 5, dives to the pylon. Is he in touchdown? Chippewa 5!
advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
All the way back to the 3-yard line, straight ahead, 15-20, cutting outside the numbers. The 25-yard line is Bolin, and Bolin taken down roughly out of bounds. But Chai High will have 8.5 seconds if they want to run a play or two here.
Bolin takes the kick up to the 28-yard line.
Does Bolin have any offensive touches in this first half?
Not to my recollection.
Well, let me take a look. I think I heard his name once. Yeah, he had one rush for minus 1 yard.
And Chai High trailing 14-7 after that late touchdown by DC Everest. Certainly aided a nice drive by the Evergreens, but aided by that unsportsmanlike penalty that gave them first and goal from the 8 with 2 timeouts left.
I don't really see the Cardinals doing anything but keeping this on the ground here. And actually not a bad half like we talked about going in down 7.
Trips to the left. Von Hayden will flare it out left side. He's got a man across the 30, 35, 40, angling out of bounds up to the 44-yard line with 2.6 seconds left. I think that might have been Jalen Smith. I believe that's the first reception for Smith here tonight.
So it's a 21-yard line for a 21-yard pass for Smith. Another completion.
Smith again, just a sophomore. 5'11", 160, another speedster. 2.6 seconds to go in the first half. Chai High trailing 14-7, lights on. Here at DC Everest. Cards for potentially the final play of the half here. Trips to the right, single receiver left. Von Hayden from the gun. First and 10 from his own 44-yard line. Takes a waist-high snap. Going to rainbow deep down the left sideline, and it is intercepted. Coming back along that sideline up to the 50-yard line and skipping out of bounds. DC Everest safety, and we're in a 7-point ball game as we head to the half. Chai High trailing by a touchdown. The Evergreens will receive the second half kickoff. Coming up is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Back in 3.5 on WOGO Sports, this is Chai High Football.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com. If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls wishes our local student athletes a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. Wynn Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chai High and McDonald teams from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRolloffService.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clip salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
This is Chi High Football on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you. Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO home base. And Hallie, it's time for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We'll have your great clips, great plays of the half coming up a little bit later. We'll have the check of the stats with Dave Check. But first, just impressions of this first half here. Dave, it's a 7-7 ball game late. Alan was mentioning, again, just a handful of plays. Otherwise, pretty much dominated by DC Everest in a lot of facets of this game. But the Cards right in it, and you're hoping you can get a stop to start the third quarter.
Well, it was the tale of a couple of quarters there, really. Chi-Hai looking like they were just going to get blown out today, not doing anything to stop DC Everest running or passing and not really doing anything offensively. But then they really turned it around, a couple of big plays on offense, and defense really stepped up, holding them a lot of plays in the 1 and 2 yard range, and that late in that first quarter and start of the second quarter. So a lot of good things to look at too for the Chi-Hai Cardinals, in particular their defense kind of stiffening up there, that last drive being helped by that penalty. But other than that, Cardinals hanging in there.
Well, we'll check the stats in just a few moments, but first want to make sure we send out an invite again here for this Saturday's Hoopla and Festivities. Join WOGO's sister station WWIB for one last summer party on Saturday, August 26th. That's this Saturday, 4 to 8 p.m. at Riverfront Park in Chippewa, celebrating 50 years of local broadcasting for WWIB. Everyone is invited. We'll have 7 food trucks, free inflatables, face painting, incredible entertainment from Kevin's Juggling and Balloons, and free live music. It's a reunion show from local band 513 Free, then a free concert from national recording artist Jason Gray. Here are the food trucks we have lined up for you: Holy Donuts, Demeter's Euros, they have the great Water's Edge cheese curds as well, Ohana Pizza Company with wood-fired pizza, Olson's Ice Cream, a Chippewa favorite, the Tasty Trolley, the Batter's Box, you've got to try their quarter-pound gourmet hot dogs, and Rosie's Texas Outpost. They will all be there, and we'll add to the mix Tessie's Popcorn Delights with that sweet, delicious kettle corn for you to munch on. Then our friends at Avenue Orchard not only will have all their jams, jellies, apple sauces, apple ciders, including that raspberry jalapeno jam that just took third place in the entire state of Wisconsin, the garden category at the Wisconsin State Fair. But also, I heard today they're going to be bringing out the caramel apples and the fresh chocolate chip cookies to serve you as well. So lots of food options for this big party Saturday, the 26th, this Saturday at Riverfront Park, celebrating 50 years of WWIB's local broadcasting. And the Stewart family, I do believe Mabel Louise Stewart will be making an appearance as well. All free will donations for the day also benefit Hope Village, ensuring everyone in our community has a safe place to call home. A wonderful local organization, and what they're doing with the tiny home community and then building, again, truly affordable apartments soon as well, possibly breaking ground on that as early as spring of 2024. So find out more about that. Sign up for the Hope Village email newsletter when you're there at the event on Saturday, and you'll have the chance to win a two-night cabin stay from Blue Hills Vacation Properties. Again, tons of free family entertainment and the opportunity to help a very worthy organization this Saturday, August 26th, 4 to 8 p.m. at Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls. We have info splashed all over the WWIB and WOGO Radio Facebook pages, or info online at wwib.com/Facebook. 50th. We'll check out and be back in 2.5 minutes here. Halftime, it's the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. Chi High trailing 14-7 on the road at DC Everest.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson, and all of us at Toyson Ford would like to congratulate the class of 2023 on all of their accomplishments. With your hard work and perseverance, you've overcome so much over the last 4 years to reach the finish line. Now, it's time to start your next journey, and all of us at Toyson Ford wish you luck on whatever that may be. And if your journey involves travel, know that we are here to help you along the way, whether a new vehicle or just keeping yours safe and on the road. Congrats again, and know that you'll always find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Chi-High trails 14-7 on the road here at DC Everest. And lacking a sponsor, we're going to call this the Check of the Stats, brought to you by Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and Dave Check himself does the honors.
All right, well, we're going to start out with Mason Von Hayden. Actually, the Chi-High Cardinals with a relatively balanced attack, about as balanced as you can be, 9 passes, 9 rushes. Mason Von Hayden, 9 attempts, 4 completions for a total of 94 yards. He did have that one pick, no touchdowns at least at this point. I didn't put that in bold print. He does have one touchdown, one pick, total of 94 yards. Rushing, Xander Neal did the majority of the work. Matter of fact, he had a 23-yard gain. Xander Neal was 6 rushes for a total of 29 yards. The Cardinals' total, if you count the 9-yard sack, had 9 rushes for a total of 20 yards. So really, all of it caught in that that one 23-yard gain. And other than that, not really moving the ball at all. Sam Hebert, 2 catches, leading the way with a touchdown and 62 yards. Jalen Smith has a catch, 1 catch for 21 yards. Devin Bush has 2 catches for 13 yards. Xander Neal with the remaining catch for a negative 2-yard catch, and that's the total of 94 yards there. Defensively, Cardinals holding the DC Everest quarterback to 6 for 11, as a total of 50 yards passing, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception, so exactly the same as the Cardinals in that regard. Rushing, and actually about the, except for the yardage with that one breakout run, relatively similar completions too. Rushes, 18 rushes for a total of 75 yards for a 4.1 clip and 1 touchdown. So, again, after they initially started out really hot, Cardinals have been holding them down to that 4-yard area. And if they can do that, they've got a chance in this game.
Scoring went like this in the first quarter. DC Everest struck first again, playing on a short field for their first few possessions. A 9-yard touchdown pass on third down from junior Logan George to his tight end Cole O'Brien. Chi High tied the game at 7 on a 57-yard TD screen pass from Mason Von Hayden. On the other end of that, Sam Hebert. And then just before the half with 15.8 seconds left, George, his second touchdown of the night. This one on the ground, his second rushing touchdown of the season from 3 yards out. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes with your great clips, great plays of the half. Back in two, it's the Hy-Vee Halftime Show here on WOGO Sports. Chi-Hay trailing 14-7.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
LeMay skips over one tackle, cuts inside another to the 10. He gets out of another tackle, jumps loose to the 5, dives to the pylon. Is he in touchdown? Chippewa Falls, Robert Jackson LeMay. The chalk flies in the student section, and it's 13-0 Chippewa Falls.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly parents' night out events, family fun zone, and child watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. It's time for the Great Clips Great Plays of the Half, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Let's hear those Great Clips Great Plays of the first half.
Just manning Chi-High up.
Von Hayden back to pass, fakes the bubble screen. Now he's going to flip out opposite side. Tough catch across the 20-yard line, breaking a tackle. The 25, close to the 30. It's going to depend on the spot. That is really close to a Chi-High first down.
I think he's
really
going to have it because he's on the line, and the 20-yard line is where they started. I think he's got it.
Now, was that Neal out of the backfield again?
No, that was Bush, and I'll tell you what, he made it.
Territory. Offense for Chi-High hasn't given them anything to fear yet.
George from the gun, back to pass, clear pocket. He's going to go deep down the middle of the field. Intercepted at the 10-yard line to the 15, the 20, and dropped down there. That's
number 9. That's Jack Zwiefelhofer, a senior.
Zwiefelhofer with a big-time pick, and Chi-High turns back the Evergreens. First first and 10 from their own 21. I think that is their best field position here. Mason Von Hayden, option pitch, left side, 25, 30, 35, 40, across the 40, and up near the 44-yard line.
Great play call.
Xander Neal busts one loose.
And 10.
They do spend a lot of time together, I'll give you that.
Jai High flares it out, left side, cutting straight up the 45, 50, 45, 40, in the clear, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, to the end zone, touchdown!
No flags. No flags on the play. That's number 15, Sam Hebert, the junior, with the touchdown.
How about Hebert, the sprinter?
That's a 57-yard touchdown.
And that's how the first half sounded. Your Great Clips Great Plays of the Half, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details in clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. That's the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store. Find them on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We're ready to begin the second half here on WOGO Sports. Good to have you with us. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, your WOGO Sports broadcast team. Live on the road here in Schofield, Wisconsin. A beautiful Thursday night underneath the lights. Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO Studios in Halley. Glad to have you with us at 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com.
Hey, guys, that personal foul that was critical at the end of the first half there was on the coaching staff for coming out onto the field when they thought there should have been a personal foul on a player injury that wasn't called. And the refs threw a flag on the coaching staff for being on the field.
And then they come even further out on the field to get the explanation.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting, Caleb, you say Art the sprinter, Hebert, and that's why I was caught off guard, because I think of a 400 more as almost a lifetime for me, but you must be pretty athletic to consider that a sprint. I know he does.
Yeah.
If you're good at it, it's a sprint.
BRC champ, as Alan told us. So Chai High with Fashing Bauer will have it at the tee, the 40-yard line, and we are underway here in the second half. Long end-over-end boot, backpedaling at the 6-yard line, picked up straight along the hashes. 10, 15, stutter-stepping, hit at the 15-yard line, and drug down inside the 15, dragged down, excuse me. Was corrected on that. Thank you to our friends at WOGO.com. Dragged down, I'll get it by the end of the season.
Starting at the 14-yard line, let's see how they do with this field position.
I do believe this is officially the worst starting field position for DC Everest here tonight. They had a long, extended drive to close out the half. Chi High defense trailing 14-7. Certainly looking for something here.
Very consistent, though, that all of the starting field position that's bad starts out to our right.
That was a nice kick by Ethan Fashenbauer to drive him back.
Absolutely. Fashenbauer emerging as a weapon in the kickoff game here. First and 10 from their own 14. George gives to Bankston. Bankston upended across the 15-yard line. He'll fall forward close to the 19.
Nice play by Brett Krista again from the linebacker position to make the play.
It seemed like a 5-yard gain there, but he fell over the top for a 5-yard gain. Looked like pretty good defense by the Cardinals.
Second and 5 from their own 19 for DC Everest.
DC Everest content to tick a lot of clock off in between plays.
Single receivers left and right. Logan George. Touchdown run, touchdown pass, and a pick in the first half. George gave to Caden Bankston. Bankston is hit at the 20-yard line. He'll get a couple. That's about it. So third and short coming up. Maybe third and 3.
23 for a 4-yard gain.
You can really get a nice read off that right guard. When he's leaning back, he pulls. And when he's up tighter to the line of scrimmage, he's driving forward for a center run. So they're hitting now. They're mixing up their runs up the middle and on the edge. And the Chi High defense is trying to guess whether to load up on the middle or go back to their base defense so they can protect the edge.
Third and 3 here. Still single receivers left and right. Both Bankston's behind Logan George, the junior. In the shotgun, George is going to pass right side, intercepted.
That's
20,
for the house.
15, 10, 5 to the end zone. Pick 6, Chai High.
Who is that down there? You're right. It's right in front of you there.
Pick six for Zwiefelhofer.
Zwiefelhofer,
his second pick of the night, and the senior brings Chi High within a single point.
That was just a basic hitch route to the outside. Zwiefelhofer didn't bite on it. He stepped in front and picked it and took it in for the score.
Call that
Zwiefelhofer
a 25-yard interception return.
In this chess match with Coach Berger's defense out there trying to call the right play, stopping the runner of the pass, Zwiefelhofer's making Coach Berger look like a genius.
The snap, the hold, the kick from McIntyre is good, and we are tied at 14 apiece with 10:20 to go in the third quarter. Don't go away. We've got a good one brewing here at DC Evers back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Hey, you asked for a stop.
14 all. Fashing Bauer has it on the tee for the second time this half. The Chi High is seizing momentum back, and Fashing Bauer drives the right leg into this one at the 7-yard line outside the numbers 10, 15, 20, up to the 25, spilled at the 30-yard line. Good starting field position for DC Evers, but now instead of trying to go up two touchdowns, now they're just trying to get the go-ahead score.
Yeah, I was thinking on that last drive, they were going to be content to just take 7-8 minutes off the clock, but got a little bit greedy there, trying to take the pass off there.
And, Alan, we're calling it unofficially here at about a 30-yard interception return. Do you concur with that?
You know, that sounds good to me. I played cornerback in high school and college, and that's just a dream right there to be able to break on an out ball and take it to the house. So he'll be thinking about that play for the rest of his life.
Fantastic. Hopefully he's thinking about it until his third interception.
And two huge picks for Zwiefelhofer. Both have led to touchdowns, one very directly as he did it all himself, the senior. Give to Bankston. Bankston pile driving his way across the 35-yard line. Gain of close to five on first down.
It was just a neat little moment there for Ethan Fashenbauer, who wasn't even thinking about going to the kickoff because he's not used to it's his first year of football, and after that quick defensive touchdown, he was just on the sidelines, and they had to holler for him to come out to make that kickoff.
And he's had two fantastic kickoffs inside the 10-yard line to start this half. Second and five, Everest from their own 36 in a 14-14 ball game. Off the left end this time, pushing to the 40-yard line. A little bit shy of the first down. I believe that was Caden Bankston again.
Will Tanzer shaking up on the play, and he's coming out for a blow. Hopefully he's okay and he can back in soon. He's one of the most solid defenders on the Chi High unit.
They're going to give him five on that one to the 41, and that's going to move the chains. Sideline ref says move him along. That's where we're at.
So it will be a first and 10 for DC Everest. We'll see how they respond here. Again, George, their quarterback, has accounted for both of their touchdowns, one through the air, one on the ground, but also two interceptions by George have led to Chi High's 14 points. Twin receivers to the left here. Both Bankston's in the backfield. Under center is Logan George, the junior. First and 10 ball in the far half from his own 41. Give to Caden Bankston. Bankston off the right side. Again, he does a good job falling forward up to the 44, gain of three.
That time, nice job by the defensive tackle, number 66. And he did a real good job maintaining his position and making the tackle.
Well, number 66 for Chi High is Nolan Pasola. We've mentioned his name several times, the 6'1 junior. Second and 7 for DC Everest. You're at home in Schofield. And they'll go double receiver, split out to the left, ball in the far hash. Back to pass, Logan George rolling out right side. Xavier Edwards, a nice catch inside the 45-yard line down to the 42. George on the bootleg. Made a little bit of a high throw, but Edwards a nice job reeling it in to move the chains.
There's a flag on the play from the back, Judge.
And I believe we have a hold.
It's going to go against DC Everest.
That looked like ineligible man downfield, I think, is that signal. But no expert on the signals.
If he touched his head.
Nope, oh, you're right.
Hold. Okay. You say if you tap the top of the cap, it's ineligible man downfield, which is certainly possible in a rollout like that. But either way, it's going to back up the Evergreens. Slow their momentum a little bit on this drive.
And they gave a really nice pass play that they had there for, looked like 15 yards. So instead of 15 yards, they're going to back up 10. Ball will be on the 34-yard line, second and about 17.
Give us time to let you know that at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and coming soon to Rice Lake, visit cvosm.com/WOGO. Second and 17 from their own 34 after the penalty. Four wide. George on the rollout to his right. Looking deep. Throws right side and one hops it to his receiver, his intended receiver, right in front of the Chi High sideline on the 47.
Really nice job by Braden Hagman from the defensive tackle position. He was able to get a little bit of pressure and I think hit the quarterback as he was releasing it, causing it to be inaccurate.
Now we have a third and 17 for DC Everest from their own 34 in a ball game that suddenly is a lot tighter than it felt going into the half. 14 apiece. Jack Zwiefelhofer, that pick six to count for Chi High's second touchdown. Third and 17 for the Evergreens. Again, four wide. They'll split them even left and right.
Jack gets one more pick six to keep us in this. We got Big River's Defensive Player of the Week solidified.
Logan George back to pass. Pocket starting to collapse. He'll step up. He's his. He's dragged down and sacked.
Will Tanzer and Hagman in again on that play.
There's the Tanzer. Great job. And I'm just going to credit myself. I said drag down instead of drug down. So that's a little bit of a highlight even in itself. Hopefully keeping our folks back home happy. Fourth and really long now for DC Everest. And Carter Bovey's going to stand just inside his 40-yard line. And actually, he'll hop back inside the 35 now.
That's a 4 or 5 yard sack for the Cardinals.
Oh, inside the 29, so I think we call it a 5 yard sack. Line drive kick, and Bovey's going to take this one on a hop at the 27-yard line. Make a man miss. Bovey cutting back across the field. Carter Bovey with a flag on the play. 40, 45, 50 down the sideline, 40, and all the way down to the 36-yard line. Unfortunately, that laundry back at the 38-yard line is going to negate a really nice return from Carter Bovey.
Yeah, I don't think I like it, but they're going to call that, I think, on Simon Fish out on the end here.
Could have been really nice starting field position for the Cards, but
hey, what a series.
Still
great
a
job.
Fantastic job by the Cardinal defense.
Good work, guys.
Forcing a third and long, then a fourth and really long after the sack.
With that turnaround, when the runner turns around like that, a lot of times you do get that block in the back, and I think that's what they called.
They threw the flag at the 35-yard line now. So Chi High should start first and 10 from the 25-yard line. 6:47 to go, third quarter.
This is the first time you've seen them touch the ball this half for the Cardinals. They've scored 7 but haven't ran a play.
Again, almost halfway through the third quarter.
Yeah, so far the third quarter, right? I think this is their first offensive possession, but they have a touchdown and they have a stop. So this is a really great quarter so far for Chi High.
And the defense leading the way, and we'll see if the offense can respond. We've definitely seen some glimmers, some sparks, some flashes from the Chi High offense playing without Jackson LeMay. Wow, they're going to mark this one back even further to the 17-yard line.
Credit to the kicker who could have in no way been ready to come out and kick that extra point. On defense, we get out there to line up for the extra point without a penalty for a delay of game. He does hit the upright, but it goes in.
So McIntyre 2 for 2 on PATs. And as we mentioned, Ethan Faschenbauer has just been phenomenal here in the second half, especially on kickoffs.
The refs are literally walking the ball up and down the field, and now they've settled on the 20.
All right. Well, 80 yards to go to pay dirt for Chi High. Good to have you with us here. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, your Wilgo sports crew on the road. You're at D.C. Everest, home of the Evergreens. 14-all ball game, second non-conference game. Mason Von Hayden got to keep it himself, and Von Hayden with a dart, 40, 45, and up to the 47, maybe 48-yard line. But, yeah, this one's
back
coming
at the
back.
20, right at the line of scrimmage, too. So going to be no run out of that loss of 10. That's disappointing because that was just a heck of an effort. Great read on that pitch. He had the option. That was that option that we wound up getting the big 23-yard play on earlier. And he made a great read that time, faking the pitch and tucking it underneath. Just got a hold underneath.
You see the wheels from Mason Von Hayden.
Cardinal fans don't like it, as we see a lot of laundry coming out in the last couple plays against the Cardinals.
We've seen both teams really just hammered on these holding penalties.
And these offenses that have been going at 5 yards a crack, those penalties are huge.
Now the Cards looking at first and 20 from their own 10-yard line. 6:40 to go in the third quarter.
Well, the Cardinals have lived on the big play. Now would be a good time for the big play.
Game tied at 14 as the clock will wind. 6:36 and counting. Twin receivers to the left and the right. Mason Von Hayden will stand in the gun at his own 5-yard line. Takes a high snap and a throw it out right side. Got Bolin. Bolin across the 15-yard line to the 16 and ushered out of bounds there. Gets 6 yards back of that penalty. Brings up a second and 14. Clock stops, of course. Ball now on the near hash. Again, twins left and right. Neal flanking Von Hayden in the gun. Second and 14. Throwing left side. Screen at the 15-yard line. Juking a player there. Looking for a block across the 20-yard line. And the Chi High sideline erupting. And I don't know if they're looking for a late hit there.
There is a flag on the play.
Alan,
looks like
they're
calling an offensive face mask.
Well, the Chi High coach is being talked to, and they're saying decline, so I think that is on them. But you're down there hearing it. Maybe you got something.
I was just doing a little lip reading right there, and I'd be really glad to be wrong.
So we'll just wait to tell you where the ball ends up being spotted.
Yeah, they're going to probably go a few directions before they decide to tell us where it is.
Again, it was second and 14 from the 16-yard line. The play ended up beyond the 20. Coach Rakovich standing at the 25 right now with his arms folded. And
I'm not sure what the choice would be unless there's multiple penalties here on the defense.
Again, the way the Everest players celebrated, it looked like they thought the penalty was on Chi High.
Yeah, the referee threw his flag and then he threw his hat, which sometimes indicates that there's a second penalty, but you only have one flag, so you use your hat to mark the second penalty.
And they're talking to Rako, which would tell me that there are two penalties on the defense, and we're getting a choice here is what it is. So obviously we're going to take the one that gives us the best yardage or the first down.
But that's a great bailout from the starting that drive with the penalty on a holding call. And now they'll get the flags in their favor.
And after all that, the ref is putting the ball back at the 16. So
right, we don't have the luxury of the officials being mic'd up tonight. But
I think they're just saying nobody knows what happens. Let's do it again. It's second and...
Chihai's up to the line, but Coach Tim Strelo still out at the 27-yard line. Get an explanation from the official. Are they going to let this play run or not? Are they just replaying the...
It's got a second face and mask 14. It's penalty. A replay of the down.
All right, so a face mask, offensive face mask against Chihai. Personal foul against DC Everest, penalties offset.
Well, so they both obviously have to accept it. So I'm not sure what all the conversation was about there. No one was going to decline it.
When it's offsetting penalties, I don't think they have the option. So 6:01 to go, and we'll try again here.
And they do. It's just not the smart option to decline it.
Second and 14 from their own 16 for Chihai. Von Hayden, quick drop. He's going to loft deep down the right sideline and comes up short of his receiver at the 45.
That was number 15 again.
For Hebert.
I tell you what, Hebert's fast enough with it. When Van Hayden hits that back foot on the third step, he's got to let it go. He underthrew him by about 15 yards and was lucky that there wasn't a defender close to it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he could have got that one to him. By the time that ball would have got to him, he would have been at the other 40-yard line. That would have been one heck of a throw.
So third and 14, Chihai from their own 16-yard line, just past the halfway point of the third quarter. Trips in a bunch to the right. Player screen goes right through the arms of the intended receiver. Everest is falling on in the end zone, thinking it might have been a backward pass. But
either way, they blew it dead, so...
incomplete, and so Chihai again has had a little struggles with the punting game here, and they will punt on fourth and 14 from their own 16-yard line.
Alan, did you see how close that would have been to a backwards pass? That had to be close because the ball hit at about the 10-yard line.
No, I didn't get a real good angle on it. Number three, the defensive back, made a great play on it.
Good snap, no pressure, nice kick up into the lights, picked up on a run at the 46-yard line, and a good stop by the Chihai special teams unit right there.
Credit to number six, who didn't get the tackle there, but that was Carter Bolvey, who really made the play there and allowed the other two players to come in.
Return man was Dylan Nieuwendenk. He did not have much room with which to work. 14 apiece, 5:44 to go here, third quarter. WOGO Sports. Ball game that early on really looked to be leaning the way of the Evergreens, but Chihai has battled back to hang in tough. We'll need another stop here from the defense.
Four big plays really by the Cardinals is all it has been tonight. Two by Zwiefelhofer and two on offense, and they are in this game.
And Chihai's last drive victimized by a lot of penalties, including the one on the return. Give to Bankston right up the middle. And Caden Bankston bashes his way for eight on first down inside the Chihai 40-yard line to the 37.
Well, we saw this last week where in the fourth quarter in particular, and here we are, you know, getting late into the third quarter, defense is really going to be tired. The offense so far this entire half has run, what, three plays? With penalties, maybe they ran five, but they didn't get a first down there, I don't believe.
I guess the nice aspect of all these penalties is it gives both teams a chance to get a breather. Second and two from the Chihai 37 for Logan George and company. Twin receivers to the right, both Bankston's flanking George in the backfield. Give to Caden Bankston again. He'll run off right and get the first down inside the 35, down the 33 for a gain of four. Caden Bankston, the senior, running strong. And if you're just joining us, Chihai without probably their marquee player on offense, or at least judging by the first game of the season. No Jackson LeMay, who had over 100 yards rushing, nearly 50 yards receiving. Touchdown through the air and on the ground last week in that win against Holman. Don't have him available here tonight.
In this half so far, Chihai holding DC Everest to 3.6 yards a rush right now.
First and 10 Everest from the Chihai 33. Four wide from the gun is George the junior. And a flared out left side. High pass. Got his man. Dragging him down by an ankle at the 20-yard line. 30-yard line.
20.
Guyton Patro. 5'11", 143.
He did a nice job coming up. I've been a little concerned at how much the corners are giving the receivers sometimes 15 yards, but a nice job reading the quarterback and running in to make a tackle.
That was Preston McDonald who made that catch, by the way, for Everest. Under four to go in the third quarter, 14 all. Everest driving, second and seven from the 30-yard line of the Cards. Ball in the near hash again, four wide. Spreading out a little bit for Logan George. Caden Banks into his right. George back to pass. Got a man preview.
Offensive line downfield, I think.
Up to the 20-yard line. We'll see if there's a flag here, as Allen indicated.
That looks like a hold. Might have been both, but I think the signal might have been a hold.
They're going to throw the flag at the 34-yard line. So it should negate a nice pitch and catch from George to Preeby.
And that could be either, because that's right at the line of scrimmage, which is where they would throw the flag for that call.
It is a hold against DC Everest. And I think both of these coaches, Coach Rakovich and Coach Strelo, not sure how Everest was in the penalty factor last week, but from what we saw from Chi-Hi last week and now this week, I think both coaches are hoping to get all these penalties out of their team system before the conference season begins. They've certainly stymied a lot of momentum on offense for both teams.
Yeah, a lot of jumping around for the Cardinals on offense. That was the big penalty of choice last week.
Second and 17, Everest from the Chi-Hi 40. 3:19 to go in the half. Again, four wide from the gun, Logan George. George throws left side. Got a man, McDonald. McDonald spinning inside the 30-yard line down to the 28. Grabs 12 yards back, and that'll make it third and manageable here for the Evergreens.
First official completion. Actually, second completion of the half.
Caden Bankston's going to check out here. This is a little bit of a surprise. I'm not sure if he's had much of a breather. Another Chi-Hi player being sent off, possibly equipment issue here. So third and five from the 28-yard line of the Cards for DC Everest. 14-14 clock winds, 2:45 and counting. The Evergreens still in the huddle back near the 35-yard line. They'll break the huddle ball in the near hash. Cole O'Brien in the middle of the trips formation to the right. Big tight end, 6'3", has already caught a touchdown. Single receiver to the left. George takes a high snap, rolling out to his right, facing some pressure, floats it high, and he's got a man for a first down across the 20-yard line, down close to the 19. It's a high pass, but a great catch there. And I believe that might have been Blake Bankston who made that catch. If not, Bankston's coming off a little gimpy here. Blake Bankston, the junior. First and 10 in the red zone for DC Everest. Chi-Hi still looking for their first trip to the Johnson Roll-Off red zone tonight. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Under two to go in the third quarter. First and 10, Everest from the 19-yard line. Back to pass, George throws left side, got a man curling inside the 10-yard line. Very close to a first down, in of at least nine, that's Preeby on the other end of that catch. Cohen Preeby, number six. Ball down to the 10-yard line, gain of nine.
Solid passing and running game going right now for DC Everest. They're kind of in their groove here. Chi-Hi back on their heels, a little bit tired. Again, we don't know how warm it is down there on that field. Alan, you can probably give us a better idea. We got a nice breeze up here.
Preeby split out wide to the right, single receiver to the left. George, who's thrown those two picks, including a pick six, but settling in here. Two backs behind him in the gun. Under 60 seconds to play in the half. Give to Caden Bankston. Bankston hit the backfield, able to break one tackle, push forward for the first down inside the 10-yard line. With 54.7 to go and first and goal. Back down to Allen. I mean, you got to believe that this Chi-Hi defense is getting a little gassed at this point of the quarter. They've been out there a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. The defense seems like they have a lot of energy still and playing very hard, so I don't know how much fatigue is a factor for them. They are rotating quite a few players. I did notice that DC Everest is throwing a lot more to the left now, throwing away from Jack Zweifelhofer. I don't know if it's intentional or not, but certainly something I've been noticing.
Blake Bankston just ran back off the field, but he did get back out there, so whatever was troubling him seems to be rectified now. 22 seconds as George takes the snap, going to call his own number off the right side, bottled up, and he is drugged down as the whistle blows, dragged down. It's going to take me all season to figure that out. Down to the 5-yard line.
Yeah, the thing about it is, I'm not sure anybody listening to a football game or watching it on TV and listening to the announcers really care about drug or drag or.
Well, I didn't think so either until we got an email last week. That's the end of the third quarter, back in 60 seconds. Tied at 14, Chi High on the road at DC Everest. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Score big and get paid with better checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Well, they're bouncing here at DC Everest. Jump around, playing over the stadium sound system. We move to the final frame in a 14-all ball game. Chi High and the Evergreens here. One team moves to 2-0. One team will have their first loss of the 2023 campaign, and it's all decided in 12 minutes. If this one doesn't go into extra time. Everest looking for the go-ahead score here. Second and goal from the 5-yard line. Only score in that third quarter after the Evergreens had a 14-7 lead. As Jack Zwiefelhofer's 30-yard pick six for the Cars. As we've switched ends here. Logan George operating from the gun. Single receivers left and right. George going to throw left side. Got a man right down the middle of the field. Touchdown on the slant. Second touchdown pass of the night for Logan George. And it's 20-14 DC Everest. Alan, did you see who was on the other end of that one?
That's number six. Ran a nice little a drag route or a skinny post. Got inside the defensive back, and that's one where if you don't have a lineman who can get up and bat the ball down, it's a very tough play for the defender to make.
That's Cohen Preby. Second touchdown pass for George. PAT booms through the uprights, and it's a 7-point lead for DC Everest. We're back in 60 seconds. Chi High trails by a touchdown on the road as the fourth quarter begins.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
When Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls wishes our local student athletes a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. When Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi High and McDonald teams from Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Nguyen Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
...21-14 ball game here at DC Everest. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham on WOGO Sports. Goldback drives the right leg into this one. Chi High will return from the 6-yard line straight ahead between the hashes. 15-20, 24, and maybe up to the 25-yard line. If the spot is generous, and the Cards will start first and 10, just over 75 yards away from tying this game up.
So, Caleb, while we're waiting here, take a look at the logo on the center of the field. What are your thoughts on that evergreen?
Well, it's not green. It's yellow, for one thing. It sort of looks like a paint splotch.
I mean, the evergreen's a powerful tree, right? Most of our houses are made out of pine. It's a beautiful Christmas tree. And that looks like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. Why would you have your logo, such a beautiful tree, look like the Charlie Brown Christmas tree?
It is a gorgeous complex here.
It is.
For sure.
And like I said, I mean, here we go.
Von
Hayden, boy.
Over the middle. Oh, my goodness. He had a man wide open at the 45-yard line running free and just overshot him.
That was Devin Bush, who somehow broke free.
On first down.
Really good play call. Just missed.
Interesting stat for the half. We're in the fourth quarter. Chi-High does not have a rush in the second half yet.
And they've hardly possessed the ball in the second half. Only one possession, and that mostly went backward via penalties.
Yeah, and somehow I missed the play on that one because I only haven't been 1 for 3 on that entire play.
Second 10 from the 24, Von Hayden with 4 wide. Twins left and right. Takes a high snap, throws right side. Dangerous pass is Ewendank, the only player really in the vicinity of that one. A Chi-High receiver didn't turn around. Third and long from the
Now they got themselves in a position where they're almost going to have to pass. So I think this could be incredible. This has got to be the deepest in a half Chi-High has ever gone without a rush.
11:41 to play in the game. 21-14 DC Everest. Cards have a third and 10 from their own 24-yard line. And again, that opening play to Devin Bush, he was running absolutely wide open down the middle of the field, but just couldn't quite connect on the throw from Von Hayden.
I think we're going to see a screen is my prediction here.
Third and 10 from the 24. Von Hayden takes another high snap. He's hit, able to skip his way out of it, throws right side and just into his own sideline. Harmlessly, Chi-High will punt. Three and out. Could have been the second sack of the night on Von Hayden. Somehow he's able to twist out of that.
Three and out with almost no time off the clock there.
Ewendank's going to stand between his 40 and 45 awaiting this punt. Only 27 seconds into the fourth quarter. A lot of game left. High snap, pressure, light, punt. Takes a little bit of an evergreen hop at the 43-yard line, about straight up there. And again, the vast majority of the drives for the evergreens have started on the Chi-High side of the 50.
I think it's Zwiefelhofer time here.
Yards.
Need a big defensive play here.
21-14 DC Everest, trying to take what would seem to be a commanding two-score lead if they were able to accomplish it. Cardinal defense has forced two turnovers. One led to that 57-yard touchdown pass to Sam Hebert for Mason Von Hayden. Second interception was turned directly into points by Zwiefelhofer. Picked the first one off, too, as he had that 30-yard pick six. Give to Banks and Caden. Banks off the right side. Chi-High defense with flags flying from the defensive backfield.
That position could be anything.
It's going to be a hold on DC Everest, I believe.
Chi-High did a great job stuffing that run from Bankston, but he'll certainly take 10-yard penalty here. That will move Everest back across their side of the 50, and that actually going to move it right back to the 50.
Hold was about 3 yards upfield, so it'll wind up being a first and 17.
Well, White City Glass has been a proud sponsor of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics here on Wogo Sports for over 30 years. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. First and 20 from midfield for DC Everest, leading 21-14 over your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. You're on WOGO 103.1 FM, AM 680, streaming and podcast at wogo.com. Twin receivers right. Rolling out to his right is George. George throws right side and got his man across the 40-yard line. That's number 14, Xavier Edwards, who had that last catch called back because of a holding penalty, and grabbing some of the penalty yardage back. 10-yard gain.
Still got a little ways to go yet. Second and 7.
Edwards, a pretty big target over there.
Edwards probably has about 3 catches, I think. I don't know if you're keeping track of any of that. I don't have their stats, but he's had a couple of nice grabs for him.
Second and 7 now. On the Chi-Hi 40-yard line, 3 receivers to the left. From the gun is George. Roll out to his left, and he's going to get the other way on a counter. That's Bankston. Bankston is in the clear. 25-20 being chased from behind. Jumps over one Chi-Hi defender inside the 15, down to the 10. Caden Bankston gets loose for a gain of 30.
We definitely saw some power out of Bankston on that play. The last 10 yards that he got, he just absolutely bowled over a Chi-Hi player. Once he gets into that backfield and he's going against defensive backs, it's all downhill.
So second and goal from the 9-yard line, and a big threat now from DC Everest as they overcome the early penalty on this drive.
Give them a 31-yard gain on the play and all the momentum for DC Everest right now.
George under center. Blake and Caden Bankston behind him. Two receivers, tight slot to the left. Flip to Blake Bankston, left side, and Bankston inside the 10-yard line, down close to the 5.
I don't know what the time of possession is, but it's got to be at least 2-1 DC Everest. And this is where, when you get in the fourth quarter and that offensive line's been leaning on you all game, you're not surprised when the dam starts to break a little bit.
Right, and I would say I think 2-1 is probably would be good for Cardinals when you consider in the second half they've thrown the ball, I think, 3 or 4 times, 0 or 1 completion. They haven't ran the ball once. So we had one drive that I think they took 20 seconds off.
The scoreboard says 3rd and goal from the 6. I do believe it's 2nd and goal. 6-yard line is right. Bankston's behind George in the gun. Give off the right side. Chi-Hi, a good collision at the 2-yard line. Gain of 4. And now 3rd and goal coming up as Caden Bankston denied the end zone. Xavier Edwards going to trot back out there.
The announcer says the 1. They might have a better angle than us.
And 3rd and goal. It's inside the 2-yard line. Just outside the 1. Single receivers left and right. George will operate under center on this 3rd and goal. Bankston's offset behind him. Give in the backfield. Chi-Hi sniffs it out, snuffs it out. A loss back to the 5-yard line.
That's number 70. Is that Herman again?
Yes, Lincoln Herman, number 76. Great play from the defensive tackle to slide in and make the play in the backfield.
What a play by Herman. He's been stepping up tonight, too, as he has all year so far.
Herman blew up Bankston, and that's going to force a field goal attempt here from Goldbach.
That's huge. I was just wondering what DC Everest would do up 7 if we got a minus yards play, and here we know.
Now, George will be the holder if they want any trickery, but Goldbach definitely has a big leg.
Oh, they got the offense to move, but
yes,
the offensive guy moved, so I don't know. They're going to probably say drawn off. The defensive guy went first.
Nope, but they're calling it on DC Everest. 5-yard penalty.
Probably not going to make too much of a difference. The wind is pretty good right now in DC Everest's favor in this quarter, which is also going to make it hard for the Cardinals to come back. Looks like on the field, the wind might be different than what we're getting. Alan, do you feel any wind down there?
It's very light. There's a little bit of breeze, but it certainly isn't affecting anything that's happening down on the field.
Okay.
So this field goal attempt,
how do you have a full start?
Will be 27 yards. And the kick.
That would be good for 47.
Through the uprights. It's 24-14. 10-point lead for DC Everest. Back in 60 seconds, this is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRolloffService.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Shy High Football on WOGO Sports. It is a 10-point lead for the home team, the DC Everest Evergreens. Shy High needing a spark here. Golbach, who just hit that 27-yard field goal, will drive this kick back to the 2-yard line straight ahead between the hashes. 10, 15, 20, and up to the 22, maybe the 23. Cards will start first and 10. Field position battle, time of possession battle. All of that has been firmly in the hands of the Evergreens almost from the word go tonight.
So I'd have to take a look at some film, but 8 minutes into the second quarter of a half, and if this is the first time we run a play that long into a half, that's got to be some sort of a record. First time we have a rush.
It's been all pass for Chi High in the second half. Twin receivers to the left, single receiver to the right. Von Hayden with Neal to his left. Man in motion left to right. Early movement on this one may back Chi High up five.
They're going back to the...
Offsides, excuse me.
Yeah, DC Everest jump for sure, unless Chi High move.
Go ahead.
They're going back to the quarterback option play.
Everest tried to get an early jump there, and that'll make it first and five for Chi High from the 28 now.
Well, the Cardinals really haven't had a whole lot of luck in the running game. Like we said, they had a 23-yard run and then a total of 20, so negative 3 yards other than one rush.
Twins right, single receiver left. Von Hayden from the gun, delayed give right up the middle. That's a first down across the 30-yard line up to the 34-yard line on a gain of 6 on first and 5.
You think you'd want to go tempo here given that... DC Everest is really burning the clock when they're on offense, so you don't even know if you're going to get the ball maybe but one more time after this drive.
Ball's at the 34-yard line, so that'll be a 6-yard gain. Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, 8 minutes left is definitely tempo time considering the fact that DC Everest has been ground and pound.
Bear wide out to the left. Three wide for Chi High. Give off right guard this time. A little room there for Neal. Cut down Shy of the 40. Chi High going tempo here. Twins left, single receiver right. Mason Von Hayden takes a high snap. Heavy pressure. He's going to float it over the middle. Tipped in the air. Almost intercepted. Looked like he was looking for Hebert down the seam.
They've taken some shots at Hebert this season.
Third and 6 for Chi High. Trailing 24-14 with 7:30 left. Figure it's probably 4 down territory here. Still on your side of the 50, though.
It's a tough call with 3 timeouts, but with DC Everest doing what they've been doing on offense.
Von Hayden sends a man in motion left to right. Von Hayden option pitch left side, and the ball's on the ground. Still loose. Chi High diving for it. I think they got it back at the 36. Loss of a couple yards. And that's the danger, I guess, of the option. Great pitch by Von Hayden. Just bobbled a bit.
Yeah, I almost think the clock's running, so they are calling that a fumble.
Chi High is just going to try to punt this one away quickly, but having a little trouble getting the right personnel on the field. 6:49, clock still running. And Cards running a player onto the field very late here fourth and eight from their own 36. Waist-high snap, pressure is light. High kick, fielded on the run by Nieuwendijk, and he dropped it on the ground. Chi-High
has it. I think Chi-High recovered.
38.
That's number 42 with the pickup. Who's number 42?
That's Braden Jaquish, excuse me, the junior linebacker.
Nah.
A huge break.
Now
a
Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details in Clip Notes so you can get the look you love at any great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
20 below, foot of snow. What? Oh, man. A dream?
If you're daydreaming about blizzards because your air conditioning just can't keep up, call Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The pros from Wirzgalla can turn that blazing hot home cool and comfortable. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgalla.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
We got timeout, DC Everest.
We'll be back right after this on WOGO.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Welcome back to Chi-High Football. We apologize. Bumped off the air for a bit there, but hopefully back right as rain here now. 24-14 our score. Underneath the Thursday night lights here in Schofield, Wisconsin. DC Everest, the home team. 40-21 winners over Green Bay Preble in week one. Chi-High, 17-14 victors over Holman in their week one game. And Everest trying to defend the home field here, up 10 with 5:39 remaining. Chi-High facing a 4th and 22.
Good time for a punt fake.
To Rogers standing at his own 39-yard line. Neuendank, who just muffed that last pump, and it is a fake from Chai High, but it's not going anywhere. Direct snap to the up back and a loss of yardage back inside the 45. The idea was for the punter to act like the ball was snapped over his head, and when you said good time for a punt fake, I believe that DC Everest special team coaching staff was thinking the exact same thing.
I think get who gets credit for that, but another minus 7 yard rush for the Cardinals, and I think they've had another team rush that would have went negative too. Cardinals really only have 17 yards rushing on the night, and with those two team negative yardage that I didn't count, they'd be below 10. Tell me that Jackson LeMay not being here isn't hurting us in our center.
5:34 left in the game, 10-point lead for DC Everest. George gives to Bankston. Bankston up to the 40-yard line. The scrimmage was the 43, so gain of 3 on first down.
Oh, good play by Colton Petzka coming off the edge to make that tackle.
And good to see Petzka out there again. He was roughed up early in the game, and again, a critical juncture in this game. I believe it was on that injury to Petzka, where the Chi High coaching staff thought there could have been a personal foul called. Didn't get that call, and because they came out onto the field, they were flagged for unsportsmanlike conduct. That set up DC Everest first and goal from the 8 just before the half. They punch it in.
You hate to see that at such a critical juncture when the coaches are protecting the safety and integrity of their players.
Second and 7 off the left side. Blake Bankston. Good enough for a first down.
DC Everest player injured.
That might be Blake Bankston again. He was, again, came up a little gimpy earlier in the game, was able to get back out there, but staying down this time. We'll take a quick 30-second break and be back here on WOGO Sports. 4:39 to go, Chi High trailing DC Everest by 10.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Well, Bankston able to get off the field here, so that's good to see. 4:39 remaining in this game here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham on the field. We'll talk with head coach Chuck Rakovich after this one on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll have the Holly Bovey check of the stats, the Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker and Iser Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Hoping still for some late magic here from Chi High. Again, non-conference not affecting too much in terms of playoffs or conference race, but Chi High trying to get tuned up as much as possible before going into the heart of their BRC schedule with a road date at Hudson next Friday night. We'll, of course, have coverage tomorrow night of Chippewa Falls McDonald, 8-man football, their second-year head coach Mark Maloney. Chi High gives way to McDonald coverage here on WOGO Sports tomorrow night. Ball is loose at the end of this carry for DC Everest.
4 minutes
Chi
left.
High still hoping for the officials to agree with them that they have the ball, but I'm not sure if they're going to make a convincing enough case. It sure looked like that ball came out. Alan, maybe you had a better look at it.
The back judge was about 20 yards away from the play, was the one calling it down on the ground.
And instead, it's a 6-yard gain.
And we had a pretty good vantage point here, and it sure looked like it was jarred loose. Now again, no hurry for the Evergreens. Ball inside the 28-yard line. On second down. Passing receivers left and right from George. The junior operating from the gun again. George will call for the ball. Give to Bankston. Bankston bottled up, hit, and a sea of red jerseys. Push him back till the whistle sounds. No gain on the play.
Interesting how late that whistle did sound. He was being held up there for the safety of the DC Everest player. I'm not sure why that whistle wasn't blown earlier.
And the scoreboard saying fourth down. On the field, it's saying third down. But other than that 30-yard rumble earlier this half, Chi-Hi really has done an excellent job against Caden Bankston, who we mentioned averaged, I believe it was 9.8 yards per carry last week against Preble.
Yeah, Colton Petska again on that play along with number 50, Dembowski.
Third and five, DC Everest. Twin receivers right, single receiver left. George with Bankston to his right. Takes a waist-high snap, throws it low, skips it to his intended receiver at the 21-yard line. So that will stop the clock and bring up a fourth and five. It's a 10-point ball game now. Golbach certainly has the leg. Will they send him out to attempt about a 45-yard field goal? It doesn't look like it.
Kind of surprised that they even passed the ball there.
So 2:31, clock is stopped. Fourth and five, Chi-Hi trailing by 10. Defense, again, has absolutely provided the spark in this game. Jack Zwiefelhofer, two picks, one a pick six. Could use a stop here. Trips to the right with O'Brien, the big tight end, at the head of that formation. Single receiver left at Xavier Edwards. On fourth and five, George designated rollout to his right, looking, pulls it down, and he's hit and dropped. Turnover on downs, the Chi-Hi defense holds.
I think that was number 54, Martin, again, making that play.
His name a lot as well. Clock at 2:18. Cards will take over. And
not only do they hold there, but another zero-yard play. Right now, 19 rushes in the second half for a 4.4 clip. And you're right, other than that 31-yard gain, Cardinals haven't done really bad against the rush.
And it's been a little bit of a rarity for the Cards to get into the Johnson Roloff red zone here tonight, but love to see it happen. Johnson Roloff is your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRoloffService.com. Chi-Hi will go four wide on the near hash. Mason Von Hayden, the senior, at quarterback from the gun. Xander Neal flanking him. No Jackson LeMay available here tonight. Move the clock back to 2:21. That's where Chi-Hi will start first and 10. Good snap, waist high. Set up a screen. Across the 30-yard line. Lowering the pads, moving forward to about the 32, maybe the 33. That was Devin Bush. And some of the what-ifs of this game. Devin Bush earlier in this half running wide open and are just not quite able to get it to him. Flip to the left side. That's Abair. Abair ducks out of bounds across the 35-yard line, close to the 37. Minute 52 is where the clock is stopped. Good pitch and catch there from Von Hayden to Abair. Second and three for the Cards. Ball in the near hash, four wide. Twins left and right. Von Hayden takes the snap, rolling out to his right, looking over the middle, and it's popped up in the air incomplete.
Looks like he overthrew Jalen Smith by just a little bit.
1:46 to play, third and three for Chi-Hi. And definitely four down territory at this point, even though we've misidentified that a couple times here tonight, but now I'm pretty sure we can rest assured Chi-Hi will have two downs to pick up these 3 yards.
Well, I think it's fourth down, though. It says fourth down on the field, and right now the...
It is fourth down.
Yeah, so it's fourth and three. The Cardinals have to have a play that can pick this up. I don't know. I mean, but then again, time-wise, they got to go
four
deep
wide.
Anyway.
Von Hayden throws right side, and he'll skip it to his receiver, and there's a turnover on downs for the Cards. Defense comes out onto the field. Three timeouts left for Chi High with a minute 43 left. Trying to force a three and out of their own.
I think they're going to milk this clock out. That was the last breath for the Cardinals. Ball's on the 36-yard line. I think they can almost...
Hey, I want to give credit to Thatcher, who stepped in at center for his first varsity start. And I don't think we really had any issues. A couple of high snaps early, but he really settled in and did a great job.
Rest in the service in the middle of the week, I believe.
Exactly.
In the middle of the week on a short week, playing a Thursday night game. Give to Blake Bankston. Bankston off left guard, inside the 35-yard line, down to the 32. Zoom Chi High will use a timeout here if they get a stop on second down. Clock ticking at 1:24 to go here. Again, coming up with the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Clock at 1:06 as DC Everest breaks the huddle. Now under a minute to play, 24-14 the Evergreen. Second and 10 from the Chi High 32-yard line. Give off the right side, Caden Bankston. He will pile drive his way inside the 30-yard line. Down to the 29, and
I think Coach Rakovich is going to let it go. You call three timeouts there. You still got to score twice with 30 seconds left. I think this is I'm comfortable with this decision.
I think a tip of the cap to Coach Strelo. And as Coach Rakovich mentioned on our Cardinal Countdown pregame show, the number one most important thing out of this game is getting out of it healthy.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier. Next week you start conference play and Hudson comes to town.
Third and three from the 29, victory formation for DC Everest. Logan George will take the snap, take a knee, and the clock will wind down to triple zeros here at the home of the Evergreens as DC Everest moves to 2-0. Chi High will fall to 1-1. Your final score here from DC Everest. Everest 24, Chippewa Falls 14. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. We'll come back with the Post Glass postgame show after this. Talk with head coach Chuck Rakovich on the field as well. All of that 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
It's funny below. Foot of snow.
What? What? Oh, man. A dream?
If you're daydreaming about blizzards because your air conditioning just can't keep up, call Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The pros from Wirzgala can turn that blazing hot home cool and comfortable. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Score big and get paid with Better Checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Live on the road at DC Everest. The Cards fall for the first time this season, 24-14. The final, the Evergreens over the Cardinals. Chi High now 1-1 on the season. This is the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Down on the field with our exclusive postgame interview with head coach Chuck Rakovich, here's Alan Dunham.
Yeah, thank you, Caleb. Coach Rakovich, tough game. Certainly an increased level of competition from week one to week two, but kids hung in there and played really tough. What did you like tonight from your team?
Oh, they learned a lot tonight, and I told them before the game, it's much better to play a team like this week rather than a weaker team. So, you know, they didn't cow down to them. They didn't give up. They played four quarters, and that was awesome.
Yeah, it's not uncommon that the offense is a little bit behind the defense early in the season. You got a lot of new starters. You got new coaching staff. What do you see for a progression from week one to week two, and now week two to week three? What are you hoping to see?
Well, you're right. Defense is always 2 weeks ahead of the offense. And especially, you know, we're doing a lot of different things this year, trying to get the ball in hands of our athletes. And, you know, it's hard to control a game like that. And it doesn't help when you have a number one get hurt. We didn't know for sure if he was going to play until yesterday. So, you know, it was a tough week for us. But the kids learned. I'm glad they played a tough team, and they played with them toe to toe. I'm proud of them. The boys did a good job tonight.
Yeah, really gritty performance, Coach. Our teams always play hard. They always play all four quarters. I'm sure you're really proud of them. And they got one more week before school starts, so you probably, you know, hope to get a lot of work in before now you start conference play on Friday.
Yeah, and it doesn't get any better. Hudson's, like DC Everest had that big defensive end. We had a hard time blocking tonight, and Hudson's got two of them. Two Division I kids, two scholarship kids on both sides of the defense. So it's not going to get easier for us.
Yep. Well, good luck, Coach, the rest of the way.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Take care. Back to you, Caleb.
Thank you, Alan Dunham. Down on the field, our intrepid sideline reporter with head coach Chuck Rakovich here on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Still coming up, we'll have our Great Clips, Great Plays of the Game. And next, after the break, the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports. Cardinals fall 24-14 here on the road.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
When Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls wishes our local student athletes a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. Wynn Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi High and McDonald teams from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team, and when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, Dawson Halverson back at the Wogo home base in Halley. First loss of the season for the Cards. Tough one, shorthanded here was Chi High, but a very tough opponent in D.C. Everest, 24-14. The final, the Evergreens moved to 2-0 on the season. Chi High 1-1 and headed for a big date on the road at Hudson next Friday night. We'll have it for you at 6:35 p.m. 6:35 tomorrow, first Friday underneath the lights for Mark Maloney's 2023 McDonald Mac squad. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky with your call again tomorrow on 103.1 FM, Wogo.com, and Max TV as the Max take on Greenwood. It's time for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit HollyBovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Over to you, Dave Check.
Yeah, so I think this game came out a lot like we predicted, considering we had a team that was a little bit weaker on offense than they even started this year. We knew we were going to play pretty good on defense, and I think that played out as well. Cardinals wind up with Von Hayden was 10 for 19, one touchdown, one interception, 108 yards passing. On the receiving end of that, we have Hebert had three catches for 63 yards and a touchdown. Bolin was 1 for 6, Smith 2 for 21, Bush 3 for 17, Neal had one catch for minus 2 yards. We have rushing. That's where we struggled. Xander Neal really carried the ball almost entirely for the Cardinals, 8 for 39 yards. Von Hayden was 1 for minus 9 yards with a sack. Jalen Smith, 1 for minus 7 yards. Carter Bovey, 1 for 1 yards. And Boland was 1 for minus 1 yards as a team. The Cardinals rushed the ball 12 times for 23 yards, so just a tad under a 2-yard clip. They passed the ball 12 for 19, 98 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. We held them to 4.28 yards rushing on 39 carries for 167 yards. I think the name you need to get to know is Zwiefelhofer on the night. Definitely a bright spot there. Herman on the defensive line. Really, this game was a lot of the defensive players are the players that you should be getting to know tonight. Coach Berger's defense, I think, did an outstanding job with what they had to work with. And Zwiefelhofer, you know, hats off to him. He kept us in the game with that pick six and another pick. So definitely the player of the game, if we had one, would have to go to him.
We'll hear that play in just a few moments. Again, that's the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. It's time for the Great Clips Great Plays of the Game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a ready next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Let's hear how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports.
Back to their base defense so they can protect the edge.
third and three here. Still single receivers left and right. Both Bankston's behind Logan George, the junior, in the shotgun. George is going to pass right side. Intercepted!
That's
Cuddy,
for the house.
15, 10, 5 to the end zone. Pick 6, Jai High!
Who is that down there? You're right. It's right in front of you there.
Pick 6 for Zwiefelhofer.
Zwiefelhofer,
his second pick of the night, and the senior brings Chai High within a single point. 15 for the Evergreens. Again, 4 wide. They'll split them even left and right.
Jack, it's one more pick 6 to keep us in this. We got Big River's Defensive Player of the Week solidified.
Logan George back to pass. Pocket starting to collapse. He'll step up. He's hit. He's dragged down and sacked.
Will Tanzer and Hagman in again on that play.
There's the Tanzer. Great job, and I'm just going to credit the one. Single receivers left and right. George will operate under center on this third and goal. Bankston's offset behind him. Given the backfield,
Chai High
sniffs it out, snuffs it out. A loss back
That's
to the number 5-yard
70.
Line.
Is that Herman again?
Yes, Lincoln Herman, number 76. Great play from the defensive tackle slide in and make the play in the backfield.
What a
6:49 clock still running. And Cards running a player onto the field very late here. 4th and 8 from their own 36. Waist high snap, pressure is light, high kick. Fielded on the run by Nieuwendijk, and he dropped it on the ground. Chai High has it.
I think Chai High recovered.
38.
That's number 42 with the pickup. Who's number 42?
That's Braden Jaquish, the junior linebacker.
Nice play, and the Cardinals right back in this one.
Trips to the right with O'Brien, the big tight end, at the head of that formation. Single receiver left at Xavier Edwards. On 4th and 5, George designated rollout to his right, looking, pulls it down, and he's hit and dropped. Turnover on downs, the Chai High defense holds. And those are your Great Clips, great plays of the game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire with the Great Clips app. You can check in from anywhere and get a ready next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Final thoughts, Dave Check. Chai High falls to 1-1 on the season, but again, non-conference games, the real test starts next week.
Yeah, and I think you use these non-conference games to figure out where you're at, like we talked about. You really got to play both of these games to try to get a feel for, you know, is Holman good? How are they going to do in their conference? Is DC Everest good? How are they going to do? I think this is a pretty solid DC Everest team. But we knew our Cardinals were a young team and we're going to struggle on offense. So, you know, it's exciting to see some big plays out of them, some mixing around, doing some different things. But we know they're a young team, and especially when they lose their number one running back, who did some outstanding stuff for us, they're going to struggle. This team is going to live and die by their defense, and they did that tonight. The pick six kept them in this game. But they're going to be tested right away in the Big River. As we talked about, the very first two games coming up, Menominee, Hudson. It doesn't get any easier, that's for sure.
Well, the Cardinals, again, are going to have to grow up quickly. We see them huddled inside the 5-yard line on the far side of this field here at DC Everest. Gather around Coach Rakovich. Again, 20 of 22 starters replaced from that playoff team that got a number 3 seed last year. Did have a first-round playoff exit, but again, a lot to build on, but a lot of players without a lot of varsity experience, and so they're going to have to grow up quickly, grow up fast each and every week. And as Coach Rakovich says, the BRC is this one of the toughest leagues in the state, and facing, again, scholarship-level players next week on the road at Hudson. We'll see what Chai High can bring to the table. Hopefully everyone's healthy coming out of this one, and looking forward to a great game on the road next week. And hopefully we'll see, again, these Cards grow more and more, Dave.
All right, sounds good. You have a safe trip back. Hopefully everyone has a safe trip back. Fun night. Good night for football.
Again, join us tomorrow night, 6:35 p.m. McDonald, 8-man football at home against DC Everest. And please join us at Riverfront Park this Saturday, 4 to 8 p.m., that big family fun day. Everyone's invited. 7 different food trucks. National recording artist Jason Gray will be there benefiting Hope Village. Hope to see you there for a wonderful afternoon and evening, 4 to 8. at Riverfront Park this Saturday. Thank you to Dawson Halverson back in the WOGO studios in Halley, keeping things running smoothly. For Alan Dunham and Dave Check, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Schofield, Wisconsin and D.C. Everest High School. Once again, your final score here on WOGO Sports, Chi-High falls to D.C. Everest, the Evergreens 24, the Cardinals 14. This has been Chi-High Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
Chi-High Football on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, also by Quality Propane and Fuels, Johnson Roll-Off, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, also by Holly Bobby and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Nicolet Bank, and by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, Smart Scan Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Cardinals Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.